The hordes of chaos, leaderless, vicious warriors attack merchant caravans and raid isolated farms and villages. There is no escape from chaos. It marks us all.
Tonight on my fucking show,
Radio War!
I believe in destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. Now that's fun!
Do you know what's going to happen? No. But I can guess. With so much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
2 weeks in a row, baby.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
So far, we're starting good.
And this week came up fast.
Yeah, it flew by.
I know. It almost felt like I was driving here tonight, and I couldn't quite get my head around the fact that we were doing another show because it seems like less than a week ago since we did the last one.
Can I just ask you really quick? What were you saying about that camera right there? Girls don't like what?
Girls don't like getting shot from the chin up.
I gotta disagree with that.
I think that's what I said.
I don't think... I think girls rather enjoy that.
It's not a good look, though, on cam. If we're
talking
about
cameras, you're talking about. Yeah. I get you.
If you're talking about other shots.
You mean the gook?
Yeah. load shots. From the chin up, not so bad.
What do they call those?
Facials?
Facials.
Yeah.
I just like hearing girls say it.
Yeah, we're aware that the sound through the chat room is fuzzy. We did some tests last night. And yes, indeed, the chat audio is fuzzy. So if you would prefer to listen through the Cringe Humor feed.
They can mute the chat, the main thing, and listen to the other camera.
Right. Oh, right. So if you're in the chat, you can mute the Cringe Humor Radio audio and listen to the Cringe Chris audio, which is actually Rodian.
Nice.
On camera.
Listen to me.
But, yeah, so we're back again, remarkably.
This is weird.
2 weeks in a row.
Two weeks in a row.
It's very strange.
Is this going to be like a thing now? Every week?
I guess, yeah. Supposedly we're going to actually do this every
week. Oh, yeah? All right. Just making sure. All right.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's worth a shot, right? So, what's the first topic tonight?
You know what the first topic is.
What's the first topic?
You know what it is.
The Jamie Lynn Spears
topic?
Yeah! Oh, well, you know, I don't know, because it's kind of old news now. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a pre-Christmas thing.
No. We're going off the topics off the board. And if Jamie Lynn Spears is still up there, then it's still irrelevant.
She is at the top of the board. And we sort of teased... the end of last show that this show we would be talking
about.
Right,
so you can't do that. You can't just dangle the meat in front of a homeless man and not deliver.
Well, you know, I hadn't realized really how much there was going on in the rumor mill. Because, all right, so she's pregnant. She's 16
she's
and
pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Love it.
And,
you know how she got pregnant, right?
Well, there's question about how she got pregnant.
What are we talking about?
Well, how do you think she got pregnant?
By taking dick.
Oh, yeah, she got banged.
You know what me and my friends used to say, like when we'd see like a hot chick?
She took it raw dog as
oh,
they...
Oh, well, yeah, well, obviously.
Yes.
There was no gummy wrapper around that.
No.
Whenever we see like a hot chick walking, like, you know, pushing a stroller,
mm-hmm.
like a hot chick, like me and my friends would say, you know she got that kid, right?
Right.
You know she got that kid. By taking it.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old, man.
So supposedly the father, according to Jamie Lynn, is this 19 or 18. It's not clear.
Ooh,
it's not clear.
Statutory?
Well, yeah, that's another issue. But it's not clear
sweet.
If he's 18 or 19. There's some question over whether he's 18 or 19 years old because I've read conflicting reports, some that actually address the discrepancy and say he's not 19, he's 18.
It's still breaking the law. It's still breaking the law.
You know, I guess. But,
16.
You know, now I first saw... all right, well, let's continue then with the...
Because there's a whole... It's not just now, because it's Friday. Right. Like you said, a whole week passed by. There's other shit going on in that family.
Now, back in October, there was a report, like a blind item where they don't tell you who they're talking about, but they give you like a it's like a we're not saying names, but an unnamed 16-year-old who's got her own television show.
Is that Hannah
on
Montana? That's Hannah Montana, right? That's the same chick? Because this chick
no,
has
this
own...
is Zoe 101. Hannah Montana's a tween. She's like.
A tween.
Yeah.
Oh, just barely getting into the
yeah,
teens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the new lingo now? Oh, that's sweet.
But no. This is Zoe. She has Zoe 101. That's her Nickelodeon show.
Okay.
Now, I've...
all these girls are coming out from Nickelodeon, right?
all these girls? Like, well, it used to be the Mickey Mouse Club, right? Because what's her name? Christina Aguilera was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah?
And
I know Britney was.
Britney was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and Justin Timberlake was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Sluts.
Now, you know, that was then. I don't really. I'm not familiar with any Mickey Mouse Club that's going on now. Are you?
I'm familiar more with Kids Incorporated.
Well, you know who was in Kids Incorporated? Fergie.
She was?
Fergie was in Kids Incorporated.
I just remember this girl with, like, her eyes were stuck focusing on her nose. Like, they were just caught there.
I don't remember
that.
I
always thought she was in there, like, you know, they felt bad for her.
I didn't watch Kids Incorporated. I used to watch Wonderama back in the day. So, that dates me a little bit. But, yeah, no, like I said, Fergie was on Kids Incorporated. So, you know, this is where today's news review, yo, right, coming right at you. What was it? It used to be on at 5 o'clock in the morning, the news review. It was like the only thing on television.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I would get out of bed really early, and, yeah, you could watch the news review coming right at you. And there was some awful...
Yeah.
Freaky ass fucking.
Do you remember the Great Space Coaster?
It's the Great Space Coaster.
I used to hate that motherfucker in the blue overalls, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he was such a dick.
Yeah. Well, so this is where today's stars come from. But
right.
So here's now these Nick shows, and you've got.
And these kids love them.
Well, and the Disney shows, because like Hayden Panettiere was a Disney girl.
You mean Heroes?
Yeah. So, I mean, we had talked about this a while back when we used to do the show about how it's weird for me because I've seen her growing up.
Oh, growing up. Oh, so you can, but you, oh, wait, not, all right, no, refresh my memory.
She's admittedly hot, right?
Okay.
But.
So you would.
It's odd watching her.
But you still would, though.
Well, I guess I would.
Hey, good girl.
But she's only 18.
Hey, she's legal.
She can't.
Listen,
That might be a stretch for me. That might be a little...
So you're saying if it was right in front of you...
She
was right in front of you, begging for it.
Yeah, that's different. Honest. That's different.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good girl. Sweet. Sensual.
I don't know. But, right, so there's the Hayden Panettiere comes from Disney, and Hannah Montana comes from Disney...
So now all these little girls now are popping up with all these fucking problems, right?
Yeah, but look at Jamie Lynn Spears. Now here's the thing about Jamie Lynn Spears.
Okay.
I first saw her in 2002 when she was on All That on Nickelodeon. And she was little and cute,
okay, right.
But she was like a mini Britney,
okay,
right?
Sure,
and
right.
This was before Britney fell apart, right?
Oh, this is before she became a train wreck.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't before she got big, popularity-wise, but it was before she fell apart.
Okay.
Right? 2002? She hasn't been a mess for 5 years yet, has she?
Hasn't she always been a mess? Hasn't there always been, like, a situation with that girl?
I don't know if there's been a situation.
Nah, you could look, you knew you could look at that girl and say that debauchery was gonna happen at any
moment. Oh, yeah, no, definitely. But the thing is, when she first started out, you know, being on TRL, and talking about how her mom still made her keep her curfew.
Yeah, okay.
And how she was with Justin Timberlake, and you know, supposedly they weren't having sex, and she was saving her virginity. And,
sure, she was.
Right.
Yeah, they all do.
Mm-hmm. So now, you know, this little sister, I'm
She's
watching
pregnant.
Her grow up, right?
She got
and I'm
banged.
Thinking, once Britney started to deteriorate, I'm like, thank God, though.
That the little sister's there to
little
help her out.
Little sister's there because now, so say this within the last year, I really saw her potential to be like just as hot, if not hotter, than her sister. You know what I mean? Like, she's really blooming.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, I suppose there's a possibility that she could bounce back from this.
Who?
Jamie Lynn.
No. It's over. It's done.
That's not necessarily
over
and done. The human body at age 16... Your prime for giving birth at that point. 16
at
years
16
old.
16 years
she's
old.
She's gonna bounce right back. Let me tell you.
Then how come you see these other chicks walking on the streets and you know 16 years old or whatever, and they're not pregnant and they're just hanging out of everywhere.
Because
they're wearing shirts. They go to the Baby Gap and they don't have any kids.
Because they're slobs and they don't eat properly.
Oh, that's not all of them.
They're raised poorly.
Whatever, man. It's like they go in a shop at Baby Gap and they don't have any kids. They put these clothes on and they just flesh. Just hanging out everywhere.
I'm always amazed by that because I'm so self-conscious about anything hanging out. And then you see these young girls and they just think like they think it's okay to have flesh belly hanging out.
Because they're pigs. Ugh, it's it's just rolls.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. You know, the shirt rides up over the fat
rolls.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
The worst is like when these chicks wear the belly rings, you should not have a belly ring. When your gut is out there more than your tits, you should not be wearing a belly ring.
And there's ripply stretch marks. Yeah. All right, listen. You know what? We're gonna take an early break.
Clean yourself up.
I think we've got a special guest coming into the studio, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about Ms. Spears later.
Do you love listening to internet radio, but hate missing your favorite live shows when you can't be at your computer? Well, now there's a way to take your internet radio with you. Taurian Wireless has introduced the Infusion, a portable, compact internet radio that plays any station that streams on the World Wide Web. The Infusion is about the size of a business card. It has an MP3 player, storage, a recording feature, an FM radio receiver, and even comes with stereo headphones. You can choose from thousands of stations, so the Infusion is ideal for travelers who want to stay in touch with local news, sports, music, and comedy. Don't go another day without one. Go to www.taurianwireless.com and order your Infusion today.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adult-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
All right, dummy. Welcome, boys and girls, to cringehumor.net, the only website that actually has funny comics. Unlike, I don't know. Actually, this site sucks, too. Oh, is it .com? Nah, I can't say that. It's fucking fish bag. What do you want to say? Cringe. Welcome to cringehumor.net, not .com, because we all know that fucking travesty. .net, that stinks. Should be .com. You suck. Welcome to cringehumor.net. That's right, .net, boys and girls, not .com. That friggin' soap opera that happened. Enjoy the lovely avatars and the video and all the stuff that makes the fat Beetlejuice son of a bitch that runs this happy every day because he has no life and he lives with his mother. You friggin' humps. Welcome to cringehumor.net. While you're going through the avatars and the beautiful video clips of all the comics, do what I do. Get naked and rub your stink wrinkle and then smell your fingernail. That will keep you awake while you're reading all this fucking dribble. Yuck. That was pretty winded, wasn't it? Ah, you know what? Keep it rolling, stupid. Anyways, enjoy the site. Enjoy Dane Cook and the lovely Jim Norton and Jim Florentine and RobertKellyLive.com. That's what I should say. Buy my CD, you humps. Welcome to cringehumor.net. Oh my god, this place is fantastic. We have very edgy humanity. It's very edgy. I mean, they say ass and tits and cunt and everything here. They don't say dick that much, but that kind of disappoints me. Make sure that you hit the buttons and wait for things to load and check out photos and also check out avatars. And they have wonderful new writers on cringehumor.net. That's N-E-T, not C-O-M. LOL. Bye, Massachusetts.
You didn't say your name at all, though, Stevie.
I don't want my name on
the big stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes.
Oh yeah.
And have a big fine car. Oh yes you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Oh
you
yeah.
You think you're higher than every star above.
Hey, welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show, the 100,000th internet radio show slash podcast to talk about Jamie Lynn Spears being pregnant. I think that's official, 100,000.
And we're proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were talking about the Jamie Lynn Spears, but we've been joined in studio by Rocket of the Lunatic Radio Show.
That's why I'm playing this song.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Big Stuff, huh?
Oh,
such a
yeah.
Dick. Listen, Chris. I'm not going to interrupt the show too much. I don't even know if I'm on right now.
No, I don't believe his mic is on. I can't hear
it. Sounds, but listen, don't ever tell me 5 minutes ever again. When I say I'm here, you answer the door immediately, sir. Never give me 5 minutes.
Oh.
Ever. 5 minutes. Bullshit. That's right. He knows. He knows. It's great to be here.
Great.
Lawler skates. Right.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming all the way out here to the Chaos Studio to join
us. Oh, no, it's great. I love hanging out here. Rhodey and Heidi and Dipshit. It's great.
In the hot, tiny room.
Yes.
That's right.
It's all snuggly.
That's right.
With the smelly little dog.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, open up that window. I need some air. Where's my Avion water? Where is it, bitch? Come on! The window's open. I'm screaming, bitch, out the window.
Right. That's okay.
That's right. We're in Flushing. Nobody understands what you're
exactly.
saying anyway. So.
Exactly.
Nice loud sound of a truck just driving by.
Room tone.
Just shut off the radiator, so relax.
Oh, relax.
Okay.
Oh, let's all relax.
Let's just chill
let's
out.
Let's all
it's a
take
relax
a breather.
Show. On Chaos
Everything's
Radio.
Cool. There's no reason to freak out.
It's our second week back. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
How's it feel to be back, Rodian? How's it feel?
Fuck you!
Feels surreal, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, we were just saying that before. Like, yeah. Weeks flew by already.
Yeah.
It's like, who knew?
Well, just the fact that we're actually doing two shows 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
And then this week, obviously, with the whole New Year's thing.
Right.
You know, that whole holiday thing, it
sure.
completely threw me off. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yesterday, I'm like, ooh, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
I get an email from Heidi. She's like, I can't believe it's Friday already. I was like, are we doing this? I'm like, yeah, I think.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. It's a milestone.
That's called a winning streak.
Congratulations, boys and girls. It's like popping a cherry.
But yeah, so...
Yo, did you ever hear of Little Christmas?
Little
yeah,
Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
You know the? I just found that out today.
Yeah, isn't it like January 10th or something like that? It's.
I have no idea. I just found out about it.
Isn't it supposed to be when the Three Kings?
The Three Kings.
Got
you see, this
to,
is why you're good.
Jesus.
I didn't even know about
it. And
that.
That's a Catholic thing. I don't. You know, I shouldn't know about it, but I do.
What kind of presents do I get for that holiday?
Nothing.
Nothing. Fuck it.
No,
you get the love of baby Jesus being born.
I think traditionally, that's when it's okay to keep your tree up till, and then if you keep your decorations up past Little Christmas, then you're just a slacker.
Really?
You're just lazy. You're just a lazy piece of shit who hasn't taken your decorations.
Well,
down
I really wanted. I kept. I for the first time ever, I bought a real tree, and I really wanted to keep it up for a long time.
Sure.
But yeah, but
plant.
Yeah, that's what I thought until fucking baby praying mantises started coming out of the thing. I saw these little
those
things
valuable,
just raising these,
dude.
These, yeah, but they would run away from me. I wouldn't be able to catch
you
them.
You know what you should do? Oh man, that's too bad.
They would baby praying mantises, like they
you know,
would, they'd
they
would
be great
up.
On your roses because they eat aphids, they eat the little bugs that eat your
but
roses.
But they leave the roses alone?
Oh yeah,
they do.
They eat the bugs.
Oh well, then next year I'll make sure I get a real tree and leave it around until fucking March. I'll start collecting them up in a shoebox.
Praying mantises are fucking cool. All
right, so I thought this kid was just making it up. Little Christmas. Yeah. I was like, all right, you learn something new every day.
Who told you that?
My boss.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, it's a little Christmas. I was like, what? I was like, all right, no problem.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah. All right. So Jamie Lynn Spears, we were just saying how I first saw her in 2002 when she was on All That and she was little. And she was just like a cute little girl.
A cute little
but,
gleam
but,
in her father's
but,
eye.
You know, over the last year or so, she had gotten pretty fucking hot already. You know, I mean, I was banging at 16, so.
Yeah.
Glad to be back, Roddy.
Oh yeah. Last week he was interviewing me about my lesbian sex experience.
As everyone.
He was like, exactly. All right, all these topics, all these news topics great and all, but let's get back to your lesbian experience.
But come on, but yeah, it's good, right? You know, you can let it out, you can talk about it.
Yeah, for the 50th sure, time, right. I guess.
Well,
you know,
because
whatever.
It never gets old, Chicky. Don't you understand?
Right. So the Casey Aldridge, that's the boyfriend, right?
Casey Aldridge?
Right. That's his name.
Okay.
But now I hear stories that she was also known to be dating Lil Romeo.
Who?
Lil Romeo.
Who? Who?
Rapper Lil Romeo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So she,
Romeo.
She's been getting around, right?
Well, come on, of course.
Oh, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about the blind item that, came out. I think it was in OK Magazine also, or Star Magazine, talking about how Jamie Lynn, talking about how this anonymous chick who has a show was pregnant and that it was by a senior exec. At Nickelodeon.
Ooh, that's real gossip. Mm-hmm. That's making me drool.
Right. Someone totally not age appropriate.
So these English magazines, they just let the story out without naming names.
English magazines.
Star.
Is that what that is?
I'm assuming. I'm guessing.
I would just think that's a
rag.
A,
just
a rag.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What?
I'm just saying. I mean, what the fuck, man? These British people, they find out everything before we do. This is our own fucking homegrown.
Yeah, I don't
whores,
know.
Man.
I don't know that that's a British magazine. I, you know, I could look into it, all but right, I would
okay.
think it's just
all
another,
right. You know, the
another
fans
gossip
need to know.
Rag.
Fans need to know.
But yeah, so this boy, this 19 or 18 year old, is being paid.
Yeah.
To
nothing
say,
wrong with that, boys and girls.
To say he's the father. So, you know, the plot thickens. And nice. I don't know, you know, well, maybe we'll never know. Maybe
you
we'll
know
never
she
know
got
who
that
the
kid, right?
But I'll tell you how we'll know if it, we'll definitely know if it's Lil Bow Wow is the dad.
Oh, yeah. When it comes out two shades darker, yeah. I think
with an afro.
Yeah,
that's going to be a nice surprise, don't you think?
Oh,
it's
sure.
A nice surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Mandingo.
Well, but no. I guarantee you, because even if the kid comes out half black,
yeah.
She's still going to say that this blonde Casey Aldridge kid is
the dad. I mean,
dad.
Maybe somehow he's got some recessive gene. You know,
deny.
Generations ago, there was somebody dark in his family.
But how could he do that?
How could who do what?
How could he still say it's his kid if it comes out like a nigga?
Because.
What?
N-word brought to you by Patrick.
Well, it's going to be half white. The kid is going to be half white.
Yeah, but you're
so
going to see two shades.
It's not going to, but the kid is not going to come out like black.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll have nappy hair, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because the nappy hair is always dominant.
Everybody in the room, if it does come out a little dark, everybody's in the room going to be looking around at each other going, did we just switch the kids out without knowing? Did this just come from her? Because that bitch is white as a bone, and this fucking kid looks like dark.
So,
like a blackboard.
But this fucking...
Shaniqua Spears.
But this fucking Spears family is so fucked up. But, like,
yeah.
I really thought...
Love it.
I really thought, you know what? All right, I'm willing... Because I had a thing for Britney when she did... Remember when she did the MTV Awards and she was wearing, like, that flesh-colored bodysuit with sparkles on it? And she did the pole dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hot as hell.
It's classy!
I figured you more for, like, a Fergie kind of girl.
No, never.
Fergie looks like she could take such a beating, man. I mean, that's a crowbar right to the side of the ribs.
I don't like her.
Really?
Yeah, butterface.
Horrible looking, horrible to listen to. I can definitely put up with a lot more old school Britney Spears than I can any Fergie whatsoever. Right. Ooh.
My mistake.
I have a Fergie impersonation, but I'm not going
to do it. Oh, geez, now you got to do it.
Did you hear that silence as you were thinking about it?
I don't
go
know.
Ahead, go ahead, go.
Let me hear it.
Just do it.
You know, in my car, it's funny when I'm by myself. But, wait, I can't. Let me think. I hope you're not
the person that I
you. My God. It's uncanny. It's weird.
Myself and I. It's going to clean it out the door. And I'm going to miss you like I try to miss a dead blanket. But I'm going to get a move on with my life.
Man, I'm blown away. I am blown away.
It's time to be a big girl now.
Or Dolly Parton with a stroke. One or the other.
Dollywood? I am blown away. That impression surpasses anything I would have thought you could have piped out. I thought it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Fergie, not so much.
Okay.
But
so,
all
right. I was wrong.
Yeah. So,
because I don't know, Britney just doesn't look like you can beat on.
That's
it.
The disappointment of the
of Jamie
the month,
Lynn Spears,
I guess.
All right, sorry, Chicky. Well, I mean, you know, now that she's broken into.
Was Tucky asked? Oh, Tucky, was that Heidi doing Cher doing Fergie?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Absolutely. Ding. You win.
I don't know. All right, well, so if you had now that they're both having kids, who if you had to pick, closet. Which one would you take? Britney or Jamie
16-year-old, I guess.
Yeah.
Since
she's
I'm
firm.
A fucking pedophile.
Firm. Nothing beats firmness, sir. Nothing.
Nothing.
No, and the thing is, like, she will bounce back. I'm telling you. 16.
Oh, she'll bounce back, right. Especially when you blast her in the head with a nice fist. She'll bounce back, all right.
That dent will fix up real nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That tooth will grow in. Don't worry about it.
Baby tooth. Let's look at your baby tooth.
Yeah, you're just a baby. You're just a little baby. Now suck it.
She does. I don't think she got her adult molars yet.
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, she got him in, all right. Some adult blasted into those molars.
Yeah, so...
That's too bad.
We got that. Oh, hey,
sorry,
so... Listen, I just want to address, since, you know, We've got a bunch of things on the chalkboard.
There's a lot of stuff on the chalkboard.
I love this chalkboard.
Don't lie! I know you didn't. Don't lie, you bastard! You think you're gonna come up out here with your lies? Fuck that shit, man!
This is the greatest thing ever to happen to internet radio. Maybe even the radio broadcasting industry.
I acknowledge that.
The brown chalkboard. Look at this. Topics.
I love it.
Compare
I love
your
it.
Show to us and die.
Recorded bits. Compare and contrast.
They want a chalkboard pick. Oh.
Chalkboard equals show prep.
We should
exactly.
Put with today's show, when we post today's show, should be a picture of the chalkboard.
We should have a picture of the show of the chalkboard every week. So they can see how little of it changes from week to week. We'll just wipe one thing off. Oh, we'll get to that one next week.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one.
It's the show menu.
Well, you know, it was amazing.
Every week's the meatball sandwich.
They're all good. They're all fresh.
Chris was erasing as we went along last week, and it was really amazing, like, watching
how we cleared the board.
Look, I'm telling you, it helps.
There it goes. There goes Jamie Lynn Spears.
Done.
That's one.
It helps us. It helps us stay on track.
Helps us keep going.
A good thing.
I love it.
Right.
Look what's next, boys and girls.
And Patrick says, and every week it says Heidi lesbian story.
Yeah, all right. Why would you complain about that?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Is he saying it's a little hacky? Is that what he's saying?
Is that what he's saying?
A little redundant?
I need a new one.
Just talk about your feet and he'll change his tune.
No, I need a new lesbian story.
Do you hear that?
Listen, I could hear the same lesbian story over and over again. It does not get
it's
old.
It's the same one. Oh, it's perfect. It's beautiful.
I know all the new listeners to Lunatic Radio end up listening to that Haley Young.
Yes,
show
the little phone sex thing you had with her.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was art.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a note here for myself as I was listening to the last show.
Okay.
Laugh less.
Really?
I laughed at you a lot. Everything you said, I was like,
But, all right, so that was good.
Well, then I better shut up because all I do is laugh.
I gotta laugh less.
I don't know. You know what? I've caught myself like hearing old episodes, like shows. Or whatever. Wait, I sound like that?
Hey! Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
I throw in sound effects. It's great. I know how to do radio. Look at me go.
I can click on the mouse.
Look at me with wave files.
I'm doing something productive.
Look at me scrolling and
I'm a producer.
Oh, God. So, just leave, Chris. Sorry.
Fuck you.
Last week I was talking about how he's like a character. You know, he sits there. He doesn't look at us. He's got the headphones on so he can pretend like he's perpetually listening to something other than us.
Right.
That he doesn't even hear us or...
He just likes a supervisor role. That's all he wants. He just wants to sit back with his arms crossed and be like, yes, this is all mine.
You should have seen it. You should have seen it before.
And say, you stink.
Before, we were trying to pull up some audio of the of Sweeney Todd or whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, didn't you listen to this? Don't you know what song it is? Like, no, I listened to the commercial in the car with fucking Johnny Depp. I was like, it was funny with the way he was with that gay English accent.
Right, exactly.
You listen to this audio? You guys suck!
Come on!
Both of you guys suck!
Where's the show?
Where is it?
So I brought up the CD, right. Yeah. That's the thing. I brought up a CD from the original Broadway musical.
It sounds like Robert Goulet singing. I love Robert Goulet, dude. I love Robert
Goulet. He's dead, right?
He passed away.
Sucks. Yeah.
And especially because they came out with those nut commercials with the King Goulet away.
Did you see that?
Awesome,
I
man.
Finally figured out why the fuck my papers and my desk is all
Robert
fucked up.
Goulet.
Because fucking Goulet is moving all my shit, man.
Keep Goulet away. Yeah. And then he was climbing on the ceiling. Yeah, that was a great fucking
Goulet.
When he died, I said my kid, I'm like, Del, Robert Goulet died, and she's just got this blank look on her face, and I'm like, keep Goulet away, and she was like, oh!
But does she know Robert Goulet? Does she know the voice of Robert Goulet?
No. I mean, I saw Robert Goulet on Broadway.
You did?
In Camelot. Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, I sure did.
I'm a classy lady.
when was that?
That was in 92.
Really? Did he have the mustache?
Yeah, he had the whole...
He was born with that mustache.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, you know why?
That's Robert Goulet.
That's Goulet, damn it.
Goulet.
You got talent, baby.
May he rest in peace.
You've been Goulet'd.
What'd you do? You've been Goulet'd, baby. Take it!
That's a shirt.
You're going to break the mic. No, but so we had between last show and this show, there was fucking New Year.
A lot, yeah.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you do anything?
No. I just chilled out. Home. It was a toss between Channel 11 and Channel 17. Yeah, the Honeymooners or Twilight Zone.
Oh, yes.
That was it.
Right, yeah, they had the marathons on. Did you do anything?
Yeah, I went to my buddy's house, my buddy Simon, who's had a big party there. Chill out.
Went to Club Jelly's house.
Went to Club Jelly's.
AKA Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Dolan's.
Right. Well, I did something.
Lesbian sex.
Here we go, baby. Yeah.
No, I didn't do lesbian sex.
Wow.
But I did something that is going to, I think, should, if it does not, it should, have an effect on my status. And, what's up for making fun of? I cooked.
Get the bird. You didn't do nothing of the kind. I don't believe it. So sure am I that I don't believe it that Rupert Goulet is not dead. Rupert Murdoch. That's my word.
Murdoch.
I had to catch myself in mid-speaking.
No, I swear to God.
What'd you make?
Well, I made, and this is actually, I actually cooked this stuff, right?
Make me feel it.
Okay.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
we started off with, I had gotten some mozzarella and tomatoes, which is, I didn't like make that. That was just,
It was already made.
I just put that out.
That's phoning it in. You can't do that.
I know. So that doesn't really count, but I did buy, dates, which then I open them up and I put some herb goat cheese in there, and then I wrap them in prosciutto, and I baked them in the oven.
It's called prosciutto.
I say prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Say it.
Prosciutto. I hate it when Italians listen to you say things in Italian and then laugh. Well, fuck you.
I'm not laughing. I just said it's prosciutto.
All you right, just say fine. It the right way. You don't say it at all.
I don't sound like that asshole.
Yes, you do.
Just say it right. You do I'll sound, call it ham.
But you do sound. But you do sound like this. Oh my God! What do you mean?
I'm a one-trick pony. Look at me go.
I can do a lot more things with this voice. Like I won an award. And I'm here! I'm hanging out with my buddies!
Why's it gotta go back to that?
I got nothing else! I gotta drink with my buddies!
I'm gonna be 82 doing the same joke!
I'm here!
see me at the Hilton with my one joke!
I'm gonna be 82 and this joke will always work!
It will, you know.
Exactly.
So you wrap him up with the ham.
The prosciutto.
Right.
And whatever.
Doesn't that make you feel good saying like that?
Prosciutto. No, not at all. It makes me feel silly is what it makes me feel.
Prosciutto. Prosciutto.
No, that's like the, I'm an American Italian who thinks that's the way to say it. Says
exactly.
It. Right.
So you wrap them up.
Mozzarella and prosciutto. That's funny.
Goddamn
Guinness. Did you make the old strong cone too?
I got the old strong cone.
Trademark. LunaticRadio.com. Thank you.
Actually, I trained.
He came up with that. So
like every other bit, I come up for you guys. I do it all.
Yeah, sure you do.
I do.
I'm an amazing individual. Read my book. Look at me. I can walk and talk. Look at me.
Earlier in the day, I took my 3-pound piece of meat.
Nice.
Holla.
And
what'd you do with that meat?
I made a marinade. With red wine. Mm-hmm. I used a little rosemary, thyme, onion, and garlic.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sat about six hours.
So this was actually live of cooking with Heidi. This was really happening.
Well, this is what I was going to say, is we can't really legitimately do those gag cooking with Heidi bits anymore because I can fucking cook.
You can cook.
I can cook.
She's already proclaimed herself Rachel Ray.
Oh, no, I can cook. Oh, no, I can. I can. You know what's funny? Oh, I'll get to that next. Thank you. But, okay, so then we also had some roasted red baby potatoes, which I quartered, and I roasted those with some spices and drizzled in olive oil.
All right, well, I mean, yeah.
And then...
I'm a tired person, cut potatoes,
And then but I didn't burn them or anything.
So you did it right. You put the right temperature, was in there for the right amount of time, pulled them out, they were good.
Look, so all of a sudden, I can cook. But these potatoes, I didn't burn them or anything.
What?
They were edible.
No, they were delicious. Were they not delicious? Come on, testify, motherfucker.
Be honest.
The fifth year.
Stinking prostitute. You foul venereal disease carrying streetwalking hog.
Be honest, was it good?
Overall,
yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, was it a good New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dinner was fine.
And then we had some very very fresh, crunchy asparagus with hollandaise sauce. All right,
well, that's hungry, that asparagus.
The hollandaise sauce was very good.
Yeah. And then for dessert, we had some Haagen-Dazs mango sorbet, or actually Chris had the raspberry sorbet, with fresh blackberries and...
You made this, or this was just scooped out of
ice cream?
I just said Haagen-Dazs sorbet. I just said Haagen-Dazs sorbet.
All right, I'm sorry.
She could have made dessert. I mean, seriously.
So what, there was three
but
courses?
But this was fresh. This was like a refreshing
dessert,
thing.
Right. She could have made dessert to make it complete.
My girl made cheesecake.
You have a girlfriend?
Man.
So, fine. I don't talk about it.
No, I'm proud of you. Baby girl, I'm proud of you. I am. You know why? Because it's gone from... You know what that means to go from not cooking to cooking something? Like a 3-course meal?
Well, here's
that's
the thing.
That's like, monkeys going to the moon or something.
And not only that, but I had like a hectic day, right? I was all over the place. I didn't stop at all. Like when Chris got to my house, I was still cleaning. And...
I am... What a good girl.
And
cleaning and cooking.
That is good. And for the whole thing, and this is from someone who really doesn't cook or, you know, and usually I'm like a mess.
Right.
There was no stress. There was no freaking out. Everything was cool. Dinner came out great.
I'm proud of you.
Where was Chris during all this process?
sitting on the couch where he was supposed to be watching the game or watching something on TV. That's where he was supposed to be.
So I was thinking there was no stress. I was assuming he was outside a 10-mile radius.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Well, he didn't really... I didn't want his help with dinner. He did offer to help, but
I'll make toast.
I was like,
I'm Charlie Brown.
It's cool. I got
I'm a pretty good cook, Rocket. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry there. Sorry. I didn't mean to touch that nerve.
He can make...
Gigantic nerve of yours.
Right, exactly.
I'm proud of you.
But yeah, so I think, you know, I think I deserve some kind of credit considering the amount of abuse that I have taken over the cooking issue.
Can I ask something?
And I'm going to continue to cook.
I'm ready for a Heidi dinner. I'm ready.
I'm waiting for.
I'll tell you, and that meat, that London broil came out fucking awesome.
Yeah?
And I just ate leftovers last night. Oof. Mmm, still delicious.
Oh, let's go to Heidi's, get some dinner.
Can I ask something?
No, Chris.
Were you cleaning in short shorts?
Was I cleaning in short shorts? No, it was a family event.
Come on, man. You know,
family event. It was one of the person there.
People should understand. You've been cleaning
in
short
shorts. Was my brother not there the whole time?
So you're naked.
Get on your hands and knees and clean.
My brother?
Yeah.
Your brother saw you naked?
When I was a baby, maybe.
He usually just walks around naked.
Yeah.
I do walk around naked. I do walk around naked.
Brody's a roller coaster of emotions.
Up and down. Up and down and speeding all over.
But so did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, to be more of a dick to people.
Really?
That's my New Year's. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, can I just really quick? I'm on 9th Avenue, right? Right on 36th Street. This fucking bitch is in her car, right? She's parked. Parked right up on 36th Street. She just decides, I'm going to pull out. I'm better than everybody. I don't need to wait. Let me just pull my fucking car out. So what happens? Not that I give a shit about these fucking taxi cab drivers, but what's right is right. Taxi cab driver's got the right of way. He's going up. He blasts his fucking car right into this fucking pig's Buick. This animal gets out of the car. She starts screaming her fucking head off. The people behind this taxi cab are beeping their horn. They got places to go. Nah. Guys, she ain't pulling over. Nah. She ain't doing shit. No. She's screaming her fucking head off because this taxi driver decided to obey the fucking right way law and drive. I fucking hate people, man. I swear to... I gotta get guns, man. I need shotguns. I need fucking rifles. I need to start fucking spraying, man.
Can we get Rodeo in the real world, please? We'll help that show
out. I know.
That will be great in the testimonial room.
Oh, absolutely. We all need to be on fucking...
I'm gonna slit their throats.
Reality
I'm gonna wait until they're sleeping and let them keep sleeping. I'm gonna drain their fucking blood into a fishbowl.
Doesn't that just make you boil?
Just sitting there with the knife and the honing stone.
Oh,
they're all dead tonight.
I really didn't make a New Year's resolution, but if I was to make one, was to be more of a fucking dick to people. Because I've caught myself being too nice to people, giving people the benefit of the doubt.
So what's the advantage of being more of a dick? Just because a personal pleasure? Some sort of
vendetta?
I think that's going to make him feel a little bit better.
You get off.
Absolutely. No, it's not. No, it's not that. It's not about getting off being a dick. It's what's right is right, man. You're walking down the street and you see some animal just screaming her head off because she's pulling out of a park spot, and this taxi driver who's got the right of way blast behind her. She just decides, you know what? I'm fucking better than the rest of you all. I'm gonna leave my car right here in the middle of the street, the middle of 36th Street, so that all you motherfuckers can be beeping and honking. Why can't a fucking asteroid just come and just fucking wipe everybody out, man? Everybody.
Start fresh.
Well, you know, the thing, you may do well being a bigger asshole because it seems like those are the people who, things go their way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
the assholes bitch and complain about the littlest bullshit stuff. And, you know, just
a
show.
Oh, I don't
them
even
up.
Mean the people who complain. I mean the people who just do whatever the fuck they feel like doing for their own selfish ends.
I'm just,
That's the angle you have
content.
To take.
I just think those people are more content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not give a fuck about anybody else. Just do whatever the fuck you feel like.
Did you make a New Year's resolution?
Well, you know, I plan to lose weight.
Where? Enough with this already.
Around the love handle area.
Yeah, that's what we like to grab on and bite.
Now, the problem is that like, so here, there's like my natural waist, right? Like where my belly button is.
Yeah.
And then like my stomach's kind of flat, but I've got this like, it like shoots way out, and then it dips.
Called love hand.
Right, and then it dips in again.
Right,
and then it comes out again. You're it's crazy. Not good.
Is this a typical?
It's not good. It's a bad thing.
Isn't this called shapely?
No, that's called fat.
No, it's not. Is this another girl thing where it's like, oh, I gotta say it. Let me say it. I gotta lose some weight.
I just feel like I look younger and better, and plus my clothes don't fit me. So anyway, there's that. But here's the other thing, and I really
you made two years new.
No, it's not a resolution, but it's more of a how I want to like change myself because I thrive on change. Like when things change, I'm energized. I feel better. I want to cut my hair.
Don't fucking do it. I'm leaving.
Don't do it. Do not do it. Do you understand? Stop. This is I'm fucking saying it now. If you cut your hair, I'm not coming back to the show until the hair goes back.
Good. But, look, I only
No.
Okay, all right, that's okay.
No.
I'm not
No die cut.
I'm saying it. If you cut it, I'm not coming back.
You won't give her the inch?
No,
but I don't
think, looking like an inch.
I'll give a girl an inch.
That's
not
an inch. An inch. No. She has an inch.
It's more like 4 inches.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's a lot. It's a big number.
Don't do it. You know what happens? Because it's always the way, man. Some girl comes and says, oh, I'm just going to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's less than an inch. It's nothing. I'm just going to trim it. I'm just going to cut the dead ends off. And then she comes back and it's up to her fucking ears.
But that's cute.
No, it's not.
See, and this is the thing. This upsets me because
Tilt your head back. Tilt your head back.
What do you mean, this way?
Yeah, but put it all back. Tilt your head back. Let's see if... Nah. You can't be cutting anything. Because there's got to be hair to grab onto there.
There's going to be
hair
plenty
and,
of hair.
And that's when the fist comes to the temple.
Well,
don't
you're not
do it.
Pulling my hair
in. I'm just saying, though, that the illusion is there for the fans and for everybody else. Don't do it. If you do it, I ain't coming back.
All
right. That's it.
Two weeks in a row.
That's it.
I was putting it out
two
there.
2 weeks is too much.
I wanted to see what the consensus was. Not that I care what you guys think.
All right.
Because
you know, this is a good message board topic. I'm trying to get traffic to the message board and the cringe humor.
You think the subject of whether or not to cut my hair
is
really...
There's enough fans in the chat room now. If you want... Start a thread in the Cringe Humor Radio section of the Cringe Humor chat
room. We'll put up a vote, a poll thing, right?
Yeah, and then we'll vote.
Well, I already got a vote from Tony B. I love short hair, Heidi. Do it.
Tony, take it to the message board.
He's emo and gay. He doesn't count.
Exactly.
Go cry, Tony.
I'm going to have a comb over accident.
Jesus.
No, nobody does, White Ninja. Nobody does go to those forums, but we're trying to get people to go to those forums. So, I'll fucking post there, I guess. I'll leave the Lunatic Radio board long enough to post on that board.
To be a homosexual.
You know, and then plus maybe
short hands for dykes. You know that, right?
Exactly.
That's all you need to know.
You guys want to take another break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about the late night shows coming back.
I think we got the Israeli coming back.
That's right.
Our Israeli correspondent.
Really?
We'll be back when we call.
That makes me so happy.
He might be available. We'll see.
That makes me so happy.
You know what he says before? You could call me around 9:15. Maybe I'll be available. If not, what are you gonna do?
I am the chosen people. You are not. You are garbage.
He said he'll do some Jewish jokes tonight.
No, really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, dude, this makes my new year.
Does it?
Yeah, totally, dude. What, dude? That guy's got such great Jewish jokes. I wouldn't have even thought about it. I guess you got to be Jewish to come up with them. Hey, this is Rodian. I'd say something more, but I've got to watch a girl kiss on a guy's cock. Don't forget to listen to the Chaos Radio Show at 8 p.m. Friday nights on ChristianRadio.com. Is that good enough for you, you fuck?
Ay, que fiebre, ay.
Hi, this is Mandy.
This is Kurt.
And this is Bill from Vomitus Prime.
When we're not taking liberties with the truth,
offending those of differing creeds, races, ethnicities, and sexual orientations,
or expounding on any myriad of bodily functions,
we dig the mediocre show with Eric and Taylor.
They're probably the number one show going.
Really? A lot of people expected Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Vet Gerard to take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
And remember, kids, when in doubt, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, select start.
That's the two-player code.
Hey, if you want three players, Vomitus Prime.
I'm not even going to fucking dignify that with a response.
When white rappers go nuts,
Yeah. Yo. Yo, I'm a white boy and I like to rap. I'm chilling with a Satanist, don't take no crap. Yeah. Sucking on a big black one, motherfucker. Nigga, what? Check, mic, check. Diggy, wiggy, wiggy. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Yo, bitches ain't shit but chicks and hoes. Straight out of Compton. Black motherfucker named Dead Nigga. Died of the HIV. I'm happy to be a white boy living in New Jersey. Parsippany representing Joe Conte, meatball marinara.
On the next Conte and Kenny Show.
Catch the Conte and Kenny Show every Monday night at 7 o'clock on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yo, saying all up in the hizzy.
Can I stop?
When the guys at Cringe Humor Radio approached the Hooter and Greenway Show and asked us to make a promo, we decided that there's nothing that really says the Hooter and Greenway Show like our sensitive interviewing style. So take a step into our sensitive side here at the Hooter and Greenway Show.
So you walk in your place of residence, there's a black guy sitting there, and you're like, whatever, I'm going to bed, right?
Pretty much.
Really? There's a black guy sitting in your house, and you're just going to bed? You don't think?
God, are you trusting?
I didn't know what was going on.
You wake up, what's the next thing going on when you wake up?
I would rather not think about that, thank you.
Well, we've gotten this deep. Now you're going to stop?
Dude, it's a rape. Come on.
Yeah,
it's
I not, am. Not. Unless you want to see me cry.
No, we really don't want to see that.
It all depends. Giggity, giggity.
No.
All right, then we won't go no further.
Yeah, we won't go no further.
Really, a Quagmire reference?
Quagmire's funny. I'm not the moral authority on shit here.
You know what?
That's even too far for me.
So make sure that you get your sensitivity fixed. Only on... Live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on...
CringeHumorRadio.com.
In my contract, I was supposed to have a bowl of Cheerios before this, before each and every show.
Hey, they help with cholesterol.
Hey, even the dog wants some. There you go, sweetheart. Now get the fuck out of here. I tell you, I feel great.
Sweet. Sweet. That's what you call sensual.
Look at that dust of Cheerio goodness that just came out of the bag. Oh, that'll set in there. That's sweetness. That's sensual.
Some booze.
And you wash it down with some booze. Some booze.
Excuse me, take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum limb of rhymes with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on as I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon, I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners, the spectators, so let's groove with the smooth operator.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show on Cringe Humor Radio. This is Heidi. I'm in studio with my co-host Rodian, producer Chris, and our special guest, Rocket, from
Lunatic
Radio Show.
Rocket!
Yeah.
That's me.
That's Rocket.
Yo.
So,
this looks sick.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this in a minute.
Sorry, I just saw that thing and...
I'm just imagining how a girl's going to use that.
So, what were we talking about? Going to break? Oh, coming back from break. We're going to have the, the Israeli correspondent.
I can call him now if you want.
Call him now. Call him now because I love any segment with the Israeli correspondent.
We've only ever had one.
But it was so impactful that I look forward to every time the Israeli correspondent calls in.
And as I recall, we wanted him to tell Jewish jokes, and he wouldn't tell Jewish jokes.
He wouldn't last time. Hopefully, he'll do it now. In case of for you that don't remember, okay, we have our Israeli correspondent from Philadelphia, and he lets us know what's going on in the little country of Israel that causes so many problems, man. Let me tell you. There's a lot of problems going on over there. But he lets us know what's going on from his couch in Philadelphia. He watches CNN, and he lets us know what's going on
in
Israel.
Well, there's not as many problems going on in Israel as there are in Palestine right now. That's
same difference, man.
I think he's on the line right now. But
is he?
Yeah, say hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this the Israeli correspondent?
He's not responding.
Oh, come on. Don't tease us like this.
The correspondent isn't responding.
Damn it!
Maybe he's got the same problem I had last night.
What was that?
Remember, you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Notice how it was fine when I tested it. Then he started touching all these.
Oh, no. I called in from my computer after that, and then that was where the problems arose.
So the lunatic radio engineer.
The phone is ringing. He's calling
the other line. Ah, see, he's smart.
While Chris
figures out the
powwows with the Israeli correspondent.
Turn five.
Thank you. It's five.
Yeah, we need you to call the studio line.
Stinks.
Call it back.
I don't have it. What's that? No,
956.
Oh, this guy's real?
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't Chris in the other room?
Oh, no, he's real, dude. This is our official Israeli correspondent from Philadelphia.
This isn't Steve from Yellowstone?
Nope.
It's always something. Look, this is it. Just so everybody knows, this is all new to us. We haven't worked out the whole phone line.
Sounds like our show every week.
Exactly. We're doing this for you. So little by little, we're figuring it out. We're doing this for you.
We just have technical difficulties on a regular basis.
That's always.
Because, you know, I mean, basically we're all novices just fucking around with equipment.
Listen, I've always said, and I'll
Chris doesn't even know how to use a PC. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. He doesn't?
He's a
all right. Individual. He's a Mac.
Look,
I only use Mac. Use Mac.
But he only uses Mac, but since I've known him, he's only had a PC.
I don't need to right click. I only use one click for everything.
Macs know what I want to do.
They know.
They do it for.
Thank God for Steve Jobs. He knows what we need.
Is that your? That's your chaos person.
Yeah, that's
working.
My look at that. You hear the ringing and everything.
Good thing Rocco.
I feel like a proud parent.
It's my boy.
Hello.
Is this Danielle?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Welcome.
Today I'm going to teach you some dirty words in Hebrew.
Holy shit, boys and girls. It's like a teaching lesson.
Great.
That's awesome. So what do you got for us?
How do you say a girl, how do you say a girl that gives good blowjobs in Hebrew?
How do you
repeat after me?
Okay.
Okay.
Who's going to repeat after me?
I'll do it.
Heidi will do it.
Heidi will do it.
Okay. Ani.
Ani.
Mosefet.
Say it again.
Mosefet.
Mosefet. Ani. Mosefet.
Ani Mosefet. That means I give great blowjobs.
Ani Mosefet.
Holla. I'm proud of you, girl. Yay. Your first Hebrew words, baby. That's funny coming from a German girl.
Okay. And now, how do you say hot chicken in Hebrew?
What?
That's a good one,
actually. How do you say
what? Huh?
Sexy girl.
Sexy girl.
Oh, he said hot chick.
Girl in Hebrew. There's a point after this one.
How do you say sexy?
Nobody knows?
No.
Nobody knows.
No. You're the only Jew, you fuck.
Sorry.
let me open up my Torah. Let me see if it's in there.
Well, Chaim!
Say kussi. Say someone say fuck me, Chaim. Say kussi.
Kussi.
Kussi. You know what the other meaning of except sexy girl for Kusi is?
What?
pussy.
Oi! Hey, oi! I know they say pussy in Jewish. Kussy.
Pussy. Oh, great.
Makes me want to heat up some couscous.
That's what you say if you see a sexy girl. That's what you say on the street. You see how politically correct we are in Israel?
Danielle, let me tell you. Can I ask you something? What's going on right now in Israel? Are the tensions high? Are there any, like, explosions going on? Can you tell us anything from your couch in Philadelphia? Is anything going on in Israel? Let us know. The people need to know.
I think it's the same shit I said to you the last time, you know? What changes? Is that explosion?
Great,
gunshot,
same shit.
You know? What do you want to know?
No, I just...
Believe me, it's the same as in Philadelphia, you know? It's scary to open the window. Same shit in Philadelphia.
This guy would be a great weatherman. Yeah, it's sunny again. Whatever. Oh, move on.
Can I ask you, Danielle, do the Jewish people look down at regular people because we're not part of the chosen people's group? I mean, you look down on us, right? You look at us and say,
especially
ah.
Especially Italians. You look down on Italians.
Yeah, me too.
Man, those fucking guineas. Yeah. Let me tell you, man. Those fucking grease wops.
That's one thing me and the Hebrews have in common. The Hebrews.
Yeah, but I think that's the only thing we have in common.
Maybe. Maybe. I told you that I've got a little bit of Jew in me.
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh my.
5%. 5%.
Oh my God.
On my,
Alan Barowitz in you?
On my mother's side.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
Weinstein?
That's impressive.
Danielle, what do you think of that? A Jew German. How do you feel about that?
Did you consider committing suicide?
Yes, absolutely. When I think about committing suicide, it's the Jew in me that I blame for it, but.
It's fucking kidding.
What did you just say? What do you think about a Jew German? What do you think?
What, Jew German?
Chris asked you, what do you think about that, a Jew German? Like, there's no such thing as German Jews.
Wait, there is?
Yeah, but, you know, this is different. You're a Nazi. All right. What do you think about a Nazi Jew? How do you feel about that?
Same way I think about Italians.
Wow! Weird, he doesn't like the Italians.
So you just lump us all in together, that's fine. I feel the same way.
It's scary. Now I have two things in common with a German girl. That's really, really scary.
Yeah.
Danielle, let me ask you really quick. Okay, so when you look at the other people that aren't Jewish, you look at you know, the Italians, you look at the blacks. Like, what does that make you feel? Does it just disgust you? Are you waiting for like the your God or whoever it is to come in and just wipe out everybody besides the Jews? Are you waiting for that? Because I am.
I mean, but you're going to be dead, actually.
Oh, they are? All right, well, that ruins everything. Forget it.
Yeah, you know, you're praying for the death of yourself when I think about it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I wake up every morning deciding, you know what, today won't be the day I slip my wrists.
I think world with only Jewish people will be very scary, I have to say. You know, we need some other people, you know, we need to make some money.
Right,
know?
There have to be somebody who's not good with money, exactly.
Right, we need somebody to be the other than the accountants. Mm-hmm. Do you think, let me ask you, Danielle.
Isn't that black people, Danielle?
What?
Isn't that the black people?
No. Actually, black people and Israelis are really almost the same.
No, they're
what?
Not.
Are you, what? What?
Non-white.
How are they the same?
No. Seriously, Israelis. Not talking about Jewish and fake Jewish Americans, but more like WASPs. I'm talking about African Americans and Israelis. Same shit.
Well, how, example?
Yes, give us an example, definitely.
Obscure.
Like time-wise, you know, you say, if you talk to an Israeli and say, okay, we have a meeting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8:15 is still on time. 8:30, you know, a bit late. 9 o'clock, still okay.
Same shit. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay, so if you want to pay the child support, if you don't want to, it's the same difference, right?
You know, there's a meaning in Israel. If someone said to you, don't worry, everything will be okay, Start worrying. You know shit is going to happen. Of course, if I say to you, don't worry, everything will be okay, trust me, you know you're in deep shit.
Is that when the Arabs drop the bombs in Israel, when people say that?
That's when they say, you know, oh, we're going to war. Don't worry, everything will be okay. Like 10 years ago,
the next thing you, when someone says that, the next thing you know,
everybody was like, yeah, it's a strong bridge. You know, everything will be okay, and everybody collapsed inside the river. The bridge.
So when someone says that, the next thing you know, you're about to, you're gonna blow up in a bus.
You're all dead.
Maybe that's different shit, man.
He's not willing to commit to that.
No, I'm not committing to that. Mm-hmm. I'm faithful for my country, you know. Don't talk shit about my country.
Danielle, do you,
faithful, you know?
Do you think you'd be able to hook?
Did you get my gift card?
I got it. I got it. I got
the Ben's Deli.
I got. You know what? I get. Chris hands me a Hanukkah card one day, and I'm like,
and
holy!
From Daniel.
With love from Daniel. And I'm like, my cockles just balled up. I was like, wow. I was like, holy shit. So,
by the way, so I have a sentence for you also, if you're talking about your cock.
Oh, I'm talking about my card.
But you need to repeat after me.
I'll repeat.
Ani. Ochel.
Ochem.
Ochel.
Ochem.
Batachach. What did that say? You know?
I have no idea.
I'm eating from my ass. That's what it says.
What's that? What?
And the meaning is, I'm eating from my ass.
Well, yeah, that happens every day. That's a daily basis thing. That's nothing new to me.
I love this guy. He, like, says stuff. He's like, anyone have a guess?
Does anybody have a guess?
Like,
right.
Come on. Let's go on Joogle. Let's see if it's there.
You don't know what I'm saying? Come on.
Are you going to teach me next time German? Can you teach me German?
I'll come up with some gems for you, Danielle.
Okay. You know, because I need to know the enemy, you know. I need to know if someone's going to attack me.
Yeah, you should. You should know.
And you have to know how to protect myself, you know.
Right, well, I'll come up with some good phrases
for you.
When
the day will come and the Germans decide to kill the Jews again, I have, you know, an advantage. I want to know how to survive, you know. you're my secret agent.
That's good thinking. Very wise.
If there's ever going to be a war between the Jews,
I'm going to open a bank account for you and give some bucks over there. So when the day comes, you know.
You know, if there's ever a war between Germany and the Jews again, you're going to have to kill her first just to prove a point.
No, we're going after the blacks next time. Sorry. No, we're good with the Jews.
No, she's my secret agent, man. I can't kill her, you know. After something goes wrong, you always have to have something like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that means, Ivy, you need to put some money in my bank account also.
Yeah, I got you back, man. I got you back. It's all taken care of.
Okay.
But, Danielle, let me ask you something seriously. Would you ever consider having a friend who is German?
What a fucking stupid question is that? What do you think?
That's a no.
Come on, what's the big deal? Come on, he wasn't even... None of us were even born when everything was going down. Come on. It's no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
No, look, I mean, none of that was really going on in our lifetime. So what happens if you meet up with somebody one day, you see he's cool, you're hanging out, you know, you go get a couple of drinks, and then all of a sudden he turns out and he tells you, hey, by the way, I'm German.
Let me tell you something. My best friend in Israel... His mother is Jewish, and he married a German guy. Mm-hmm. And when he went to visit his father in Germany, his grandparents apparently were in their ass. And when they saw him, they locked him in the closet because they couldn't handle him.
Well, yeah, so, somebody walks into the door.
His grandparents were in their ass.
I'm sure that didn't happen.
That's not right. Come on. When are we going to lay down the hatchet and just say, look, you know, let bygones be bygones, all right? Look, come on.
Are you saying that the Holocaust didn't happen?
I deny
it.
She said it before on the show.
In my
She's
world,
a Nazi too at heart.
Look, listen.
No,
look,
I'm no historical revisionist.
We all know the Holocaust happened. We all know it happened.
I'm very disappointed of you. I thought you had much more political vision than that. Denying the Holocaust?
I'm not denying the Holocaust.
I'm canceling agreement. When day comes, you need to hide from me.
You're not going
to
send me any wire transfers? All right. Well,
the Israelis are attacking. Hey, let's run into the house. You know, what does that mean? The Israelis are attacking. It's the same thing as like when the weakest kid in the neighborhood comes around with a little plastic baseball bat. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. Look, Danielle,
come on.
We all
question for you.
We all know the Holocaust happened. We all know it happened. But look, let's just say somebody comes around. He's a good guy or girl, let's say. Danielle, have you ever banged a German girl?
I didn't, but I would.
There you go. You see, right. You're going to take out all your frustration on that one German girl. Just let it all out. And then once it's all out and you spew it on her chin, then you feel better and you can go on with your life. We all can.
No. It will take 6 million German girls for that.
Oh right, right, God. Right. I get that. I get that. Reparations, sure.
Mm-hmm. At least you're talking some realistic numbers now. 6 million, all right, that's different now. You know, when you get to, 15, I mean, come on, let's be realistic now. That never happened.
Is he going to scream out Anne Frank when he comes?
Daniel, you got any anti-Nazi jokes?
Anti-Nazi? No, they're not really funny, you know? There's nothing funny about Nazi, you know? I have Holocaust jokes, but I already said I'm not going to tell them. I can tell Chris, and he can tell them, but I'm not telling them.
Look, Danielle, if you would say just one joke, that would make my Hanukkah, just one. I'll pay you. Just one joke. Please, that'll make my Hanukkah so special, so incredible.
Incredible.
Danielle, please, just one joke. Come on, your God will excuse you. I mean, whichever God that is, but he'll excuse you. Come on, please,
but
just
I'm
one.
You are the enemy, you know? I'm starting to regret that I sent you the Hanukkah card. Maybe I should send it to
No, don't say that, Danielle. Don't say that. That pricks me through the heart so painfully. Come on. I'm only asking for one joke. You know I'll back you up, baby. You know I'll back you up.
You know how nasty you are. That's something to tell, That's
so what, man?
But it's just a joke. Come on, a joke never hurt anybody.
Just do it.
Come on, Danielle.
Don't you know any racist jokes? I'm sure you know some racist jokes. Tell me a racist joke about Jewish people. Enlighten me.
I'll make you a deal. I'll tell you a Jewish joke, and then you tell me a joke, all right? So this way, it's not hurting anybody. You're a Jewish person saying a Jewish joke, so it's no big deal.
If it's really bad, I'll just bleep it.
Right, we'll just dump it out. I mean, it's only an internet radio show, right? So...
Okay, tell me a joke and I will see.
Oh, no, see, that's not cool. I'll tell you a joke and then you tell me a joke.
Yeah, he said tell
me
a joke.
No, he said we'll see. That's the catch. We'll see. I can't have that.
You want a guarantee?
I want a guarantee.
Come on, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke.
If I tell you a joke, will you tell me a joke?
No.
Right, see, I can't have that. See, that's why you can't make deals with these people. That's why.
Fucking Jews, man.
I'll tell you, man. Come on.
But we're good at that shit, We negotiate. We're hard negotiators.
It's true, man.
They're better at negotiating than Rocket, who's in the studio tonight.
Gonna keep revisiting that.
That's why my accountant's name is Frank.
All right, Danielle, how about a non-Holocaust joke? You have another Jewish joke?
Non-Holocaust joke? They're not funny non-Holocaust jokes. I'm trying to think about something.
Come on, you said you're going to have at least one Jewish joke for us.
Okay, I have a racist joke against Jews. You want to hear that?
Yeah, yes. I want to hear it. That'll make my Hanukkah.
We'll end the call with this. Go ahead.
Gabriel, the angel, do you know him?
Absolutely.
Yes. He sees a kid walking on the street and a big truck is going to his direction. The angel is shouting, kid, be careful, there's a truck coming to your direction. The kid doesn't hear him. He goes down, kid, be careful, the truck is going to hit you. The kid is not listening. He's shouting, kid, be careful, the truck is going to hit you. He taps the kid's shoulder, the kid speaks in Hebrew, and asks him what does he want, and the angel looks at him and says, oh, never mind.
Oh, He lets him get hit by a truck because he's Jewish.
Because he's Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, Danielle, our Israeli correspondent from Philadelphia. Thank you for calling in, Danielle.
It's not
going to
be funny, I told you.
And before you go, I just want to repeat so everyone knows, Ani Musetes.
Hey, look at that, huh?
So,
Danielle, where are you going to be appearing this weekend?
At the Israeli Comedy Festival. No Palestinians allowed.
For some reason, I doubt it.
No, but Danielle, really quick, right? You hate Palestinians, right? The Palestinians, I mean, they're filth, right? They're garbage, right? Garbage!
Depends.
Oh, all right. Well, that's an honest answer. Danielle, I want to say thank you so much for the Hanukkah card. When Chris gave it to me, I swear to you, I looked at the card. I looked up at Chris. I looked back at the card. I looked up at Chris.
Cried.
And I almost cried. So I want to thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, Hanukkah never felt so special, let me tell you.
Oh, you know what is New Year's, by the way? You know what are you celebrating, your Christians, on New Year's?
Yeah, we're in the year 2008. You guys are like in the year 43, 47 or something, right?
You know what you celebrate on New Year's? I asked you a question. Do you know what you're celebrating on
New
Year's?
We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior.
Not on New Year's.
That's Christmas.
No, oh, yeah. Oh,
no, you're not. That's Christmas. Sorry. New Year's, you're celebrating that your Lord Jesus Christ, someone cut his small penis.
Ah, oh, you mean the brisk.
Circumcision, yes.
The brisk.
No K on the end. It's just brisk. There's no K on the end.
Oh, that's like
that's
Lipton. Oh, it's not brisk, baby? Oh, it's not?
Oh,
all right.
Brisk,
oh, sorry.
Baby.
Sorry.
Brisk, baby.
Okay, everybody, have a good night. I hope I enlightened you a bit about Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thanks, Danielle.
No, bye, Danielle.
No matzah.
Bye.
Danielle, thank you.
I love when his kid calls in, man.
And that was our Israeli correspondent
from
Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia. He sits on his couch, he watches CNN, and he lets us know what's going on in Israel.
But he doesn't. He still hasn't told us what's going on in Israel.
Listen, Danielle cannot do wrong. Do you understand?
Oh, no, it's not wrong.
I mean,
saying.
The fact that we have a Jewish correspondent, that no one can say to us that like we're like racist or something. Because we have a Jewish guy on the payroll. Not that we pay him anything.
No, people can still say we're racist.
I don't think so.
I think so.
He gets an appearance fee.
He does?
Yeah.
No.
And a gift certificate.
From to where? To, you know, crates? Barnes and Crates? Barrels and Crates?
Dave
it?
And
Barnes
Busters.
And, Barnes and Crates. Yeah, Barnes and Crates.
Barnes and
Crates. I don't know. I don't shout that. I don't really know.
Get a book and a basket.
I just found out that New Year's was the celebration of our Lord and Savior. So I don't know about barrels and crates.
Why would you think that?
2007
now,
or 2008. It's 2008 years that Jesus Christ was born and died.
But why would you think that New Year's is the celebration,
of his birth?
I don't know.
Rodney was just caught up in the moment talking to Danielle.
I was caught, you know. I was
why are we calling him Danya? I don't know. This is just Daniel.
It is.
No,
but
it's not spelled that
it's
way.
It's not spelled that way, so we go with Daniel.
Yeah. It's Daniel.
You need to make him a theme song. That'd be great. Every time
I
call him,
I'd love to make a theme song. We should.
I'm thinking of maybe something with the Have a Nagila thing.
Of course, hack.
You got something better, son?
Yeah, I'll teach a production.
All right, go ahead. Do it. You do the song.
Look what I made.
Here's my wave file. That's all you got is this really correspondent shit. We got hookers calling into our show. That's what we got. What do you got? You got Israelis calling? That's nothing. We got porno stars calling in.
That was Chris trying to sound like me. Weird.
Let me tell you, man. I love when Danielle calls in. I don't know about...
You're like his buddy, man.
So Chris said to me, is it okay if we have the Israeli correspondent call in? I go, yeah.
I didn't know if you'd be
cool
with that.
I go, yeah, I'm fine with that. I go, Rodian's going to talk to him though, right? I don't have anything prepared. I don't have anything to say to the guy.
I didn't think you'd be cool with it because we
all likes
know.
Talking to you, Heidi.
He does like talking to me.
I didn't think you'd be
it's
cool
like
with
a
that.
Novelty for the Jew and the German to talk.
Right. We want to see how the enemies... speak to each other.
Jew guy, German chick.
Danielle also owes.
Yeah,
every morning, 9 a.m.
There's a lot of history there,
yeah,
you know?
It's like having Optimus Prime having, you know, talking to Megatron. It's like, what are they going to say to each other? You know, what's the last words are going to be said to each other? It's cool, man. Look at that. You see what we bring to you? Do you see what this show brings to you? Different cultures coming together? I'm proud of it. I'm proud, man.
All I smell is Jack Daniels right now.
I
just got
say,
like, woo!
I was about to say, I'm proud of this
like,
John
it's a
Daniels.
Good thing
right
nobody
here,
just
man.
Lit a
John
match.
Daniels.
He's
a good guy.
Man. Let me tell you, man.
Not Johnny Walker. It's
John Danielle. John Danielle.
And I'm so, this Coca-Cola Zero, because I know I'm not getting any calories. And this John Daniels right here, man, I'm proud of
nothing
him.
Nothing beats
Jack
an alcoholic
Daniels,
on a diet.
We're not even halfway. Oh, we are halfway through the show.
John Denver over here.
Listen. When me and this guy,
like,
we
he
know
almost
each other
missed
so
the
long.
Cup.
I was just swinging around. I wasn't looking the poor. I was just swinging it around. Sure. Like when I point to you, when I point to the board, you know, I was just swinging them around. Just swinging them around.
You're drunk, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Jack Danielle's.
Mm-hmm. John Danielle's.
You know, I took that card that Danielle gave me, and I taped it to my door.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
You like it.
Yeah.
On the way out, do you like tap it like a football?
No, no. You know how like the Jews, they had that thing, that stupid thing on their door before they walk out?
The Star of David?
Whatever it is. That's what I do before I walk out the door.
Yeah,
give a little tap. I tap it.
Goodbye reputation.
It's going to be a good day.
That's it. It's going to be a good day.
So before we go to break, do you want to talk about the travel, John?
No. That's something we should save until we come back.
Oh, really? It's a big deal. Yeah.
Of course. Because the fact that a girl is standing up peeing.
Radio teaser.
Best thing ever.
Best thing ever.
Rory, let's get a yarmulke. Come on. Let's go.
I'll do it right now. Just give me a piece of paper and I'll just put it on my head. You know, I always thought that a yarmulke was to cover like your bald spot. Like the bald people walking around. I just thought they just put it on their head just to cover it up. I heard that was supposed to be the thing that protects your thoughts from God.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Weird.
These Jews are crafty.
Protects your thoughts from God?
Can you use a pasty as a yarmulke?
I thought you could use a post-it.
You know what I heard? I don't know if it's the Orthodox or the Hasidic women. Well, I know the Hasidic women, they wear their hair covered.
Okay.
I heard that so the angels looking down from heaven don't fall in love with them.
Ooh.
Because then there's some biblical mythology about the angels impregnating the women because it kills the woman to have the baby.
Right. It's like Lois Lane having Superman's
kid. In order to protect yourself from having an angel fall in love with you and knock you up, which then kills you.
Right.
You cover your hair.
Right. Because God wasn't cool with that. Wow. See, I'm atheist, but I know all that shit, man. See, angels came down. Let's say, let's take you, right? You're a smoking chick. You got tits that are out there. An angel comes down, and he's like, I ain't leaving the earth until I have some of that.
Right.
Angel bangs her out, but then she has a kid. God's not cool with that. He doesn't like that.
Angels are horny bastards.
Yeah, of course, man.
Because
you're deadly.
Then,
of course.
Well, then that's the whole half
thing. It's almost that
thing,
movie
right?
with the... With Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan.
Oh, fuck Nick. Get out of here, man.
Oh, I thought the John Travolta film Angel.
That was a remake of a German film anyway.
Which one? With Nicolas Cage?
Angels.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
So you had the Goo Goo Dolls singing in that old German?
No, they added that for the American Goo Goo Dolls.
Bette Midler shits yodels. Nobody believes me.
Let me tell you, man. It never goes old, man. I was on the train. All right, really quick. Okay, this is actually one of the things on the board.
Okay.
If you want to look, it's
there
actually
it
on the bottom. MP3 awkwardness.
Yes. I actually remember when this was put on the board.
Was it awkward?
It was.
Why would it happen?
Actually, today, it builds up. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to change for other people. I got a Christmas gift from Chris and from Heidi.
Yeah.
Because I will not get an iPod. Fuck that guy, man. I ain't giving him any more money.
Fuck
man. So,
that.
So
God.
I got a creative Zen.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris downloaded. I wanted dice. I wanted some old school dice.
Sure.
I wanted to hear some stuff on the train going to work, right? So he loaded some dice, loaded some Kinnison, right? I'm listening. Good. Great stuff, man. I'm cracking up on my way to work. It's brightening my day. I'm listening to dice. And his interpretation of how Jewish people should be banging each other out. And, you know, I'm listening to it. I'm laughing. I'm, you know, it's good to me.
You're LOLing.
I'm LOLing. All right. I look over to my right. And next to me, there's somebody, I guess, who didn't appreciate that kind of humor. And was looking at me, like, with these eyes and his mouth was open, like he was getting ready.
Oh, why, he could hear it?
He could hear it, yeah. He could hear the headphones of dice.
Oh, well, maybe turn it down a little bit.
I think you like taking it up the ass. I think you like blowing little boys. That's what I think about you. You're a prick. I like to fucking suck out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. That's what I think, okay?
So after that airs over your headphones.
Off my headphones.
You look to your right and someone's like...
And someone's... No, You know that face that you get when you open up the peanut butter gel, the peanut butter jar,
and there's already face.
And there's already jelly in there,
yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? So he's looking at me, and I'm like, oh yeah, you could hear this too, right? Well, sorry about that, but I'm not hitting the lower button on my volume, so I'm just gonna keep going. So that's on the train. Then I get to work. And I'm on the elevator. And they're all over. So now I'm listening to,
all over.
There's a comedian who,
you're right. You're not racist.
I'm not racist at all. I am not racist. I'm prejudiced as hell. That's because everybody else is prejudiced, but I'm not racist.
But not racist.
Not at all. So I get on the elevator and there's, a comedian that he downloaded onto my Creative Zen that he says, he's like, I was banging out a Mexican and,
I
wrote on her back, wash me.
Oh my god! Oh!
That was great!
Awful, but funny.
It was great. Yeah. So, it's loud, so I look around after I hear that, after I'm laughing, and the same peanut butter and jelly face is on this girl, who's obviously listening to the same thing I am, because she can hear it from my headphones.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, alright.
I'm not a romantic guy either, you know?
Here's the big guy.
Russ Manee.
I wrote a girl a letter. All right, one time I was really banging this Mexican chick, and I wrote wash me in her back with my finger. And,
it's classic.
Wow, that guy really likes it.
Because if you stop and think about it...
Oh, wait, they're dirty.
Wow, that one really killed.
Patrick says that's Lamont. Now we know who it is. It's Lamont laughing.
That is Lamont?
That's awesome.
Oh. I'm looking. Now, you know what's bad? It was just me and this girl in this elevator. But you know how, like, sometimes in the elevator there's, like, mirrors surrounding it? Mm-hmm. So it looks like there's a lot more.
You can't get away from the person that you're in there with.
You can turn around and try to, like, say, all right, I'm not going to pay attention to this. But I'm right there. I'm in that mirror. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in that elevator with you and in that mirror. So you got, I had Dice problem on the train. I had, this skit on the elevator and then going home on the train. I was like, all right, you know what? Let me change it. Let me just not put these guys where I had problems with, evidently. Let me put on some Kennison. Okay. So today I'm coming home on the train and I got this animal next to me, you know, a woman, of course. She's sitting next to me, so I got Kennison just, you know, blaring on my Creative Zen. And he gets to the part where, it wouldn't matter if he went to hell and if the devil said hello to him or whatever, because he was married already. So the devil's like, oh yeah, no, you've been married? No, you're gonna find it boring in hell. No, it's not. Yeah, I can show you around, but nah, you've been married, so nothing's gonna happen to you. Mm-hmm. So I look over to my right, and this chick is sitting next to me, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, what? Why? Why? Oh, you think that's funny?
Oh, no.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
You think that's funny? So, you know what? You know what the worst of it is that, you know, when you got, like, you got your brief, you know, you got your bag on your lap and you got your headphones on you. So you got to pull the headphones down and you got to listen to somebody, what they're talking, whatever they're rapping out of their fucking hole.
It's like, can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear you. I have headphones.
I have my headphones.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
So, I gotta say, my Christmas gift from Heidi and Chris, it's great.
Well, look, it's actually contributing to your New Year's resolution because you want to be a bigger asshole.
I want to be more of a dick.
Just
to
fuck right. with people. There you go.
There you go. I appreciate
Perfect.
It. Great. Cool. Best Christmas gift
my
ever.
Pleasure.
Best
my pleasure.
Toast.
Creative dick.
No. creative zen, which equals more of a dick.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Asshole.
Now we get it.
John Daniels.
That's where I'm here. That's where I'm here.
John Daniels. Drink some more John Daniels.
That's where I'm here.
Sounds classy.
It does a little bit.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Next on the board, after we come back, Travel John.
Listen to him.
Oh yeah, he's taking us to break.
Wow.
He's
brought in.
No, I'm trying.
The outro.
I'm here to help her.
Thank you.
We all know who.
Yeah,
why
I got
you
a little
listen.
Caught up there. He was the producer was waving his arm at me. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, producer.
Wake up a little bit.
More Heidi show after this.
Yes,
exactly.
We'll be back with the Heidi show.
Nice.
Hi, this is Heidi, and if you like guys pissing in a girl's ass, listen to the Chaos Radio Show Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CringeHumorRadio.com.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
the Nerdcast.
The Nerdcast, one computer geek who took the name of his online avatar, Quip, one struggling comic book creator who is named after his own creation, Happy Jack, one comic book and gaming geek who ironically calls himself Dr. Sexy. Together they formed The Nerdcast, a radio show devoted to comic books, gaming, and anything geek-related. Listen to us live Saturdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on cringehumor.net. The radio show for geeks by nerds.
They do exactly what they say on the tin. It is mediocre. At least it starts off that way, and then you get drawn in.
Eric and Taylor are like those guys that you didn't fucking invite to the party. But they show up anyway, and they drink all your fucking beer, and they talk shit about everyone. And they're never fucking wearing any pants.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously?
The slopey part. Like, if you fucking sat down regular style, your balls would touch the fucking inside of the toilet. I have giant balls.
If you fucking live in New Jersey, fucking move.
Should I repeat myself one more time?
One more time.
Blowjob.
Alright, I'm 5 beers into this bitch.
You know, actually, I'm 4 and a shot of vodka, and I need another one.
I got no problems kicking a fucking pregnant lady's ass.
I'm shocked and appalled is what I am.
To listen to The Mediocre Show, go to www.mediocreshow.com. Or find us in the comedy section of the iTunes directory.
Hi, I'm Greenway's Mac.
And I'm Hooters PC.
Hey, Hooters PC, a good edition of the Hooter and Greenway show tonight, huh?
As always.
Good job broadcasting it, buddy. You didn't drop the feed one time.
Don't mention it.
So, hey, you got the recording of tonight's show so I can throw it up on the web through GarageBand?
Record?
You know, the recording of tonight's show, you had two things to do tonight. You had to broadcast the show and then you had to record it. But you got the broadcasting part down. Where's the recording?
I remember the program being opened, but after I hit record, it gets a little foggy.
Wait, you mean you lost that entire episode of the Hooter and Greenway show? It's lost for good? You don't have it, the recording?
We'll get them next time, maybe.
I can't believe you can't do more than two things at once, Hooters PC.
Wait. What were we talking about? I was trying to close down the broadcasting program.
I hate you, Hooters PC. I hate you. The Hooter and Greenway show, live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, only on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Hey, it's Mike O'Hara. You probably have no idea who the fuck I am, but I can tell you what the fuck you're listening to. You're listening to Chaos Radio, only here on Cringe Humor Radio, with Heidi, Rodian, and it's shitly Chris, wherever the fuck he is.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. Cringe Humor Radio. My name is Heidi. I'm here with Rodian, who's drunk on John Daniels and Coke. Producer Chris and special guest host Rocket from the Lunatic Radio Show.
Yeah. I'm not special nor a guest.
Yeah.
But thank you. It's great to be here.
Sitting in third mic, Rocket from the Chaos Radio Show.
It's me.
So we're
Shut
cool.
up, Chris.
So we're cool. The radio war, we're all right?
Well, we won it, so.
Well, I know we won it, but, I mean, you got to be courteous. Losers.
Let me explain. Right. I needed to do something to get up ratings.
This is good, man, right? Right, dude? This is good. We can do this.
Who said that?
You can't tell that's his Kieran impersonation?
Wow.
Right, dude?
Jeez.
Dude.
Keep working on it.
Balls. I got balls problem. Balls problem.
Where's my balls?
You need more gay comments in there. Then I'll be like, oh, it's Kieran.
What's my balls doing
now? I want to eat Bernard's cock.
There you go. That's Kieran.
That was all right.
Kieran, go. Yeah. Great.
Oh, no. What?
Look, there's some stuff that's being said about this studio.
What's the matter? Are we going to put a kibosh on it?
Oh, it's
hot and tiny.
You know, we're going to have we're about to have another guest on.
Sounds like vagina.
Exactly. What's so bad about that?
We're on a guest role here.
We're about to have another guest on who's also a part-timer on Lunatic Radio Show.
Really?
Yeah. Dry, though.
Oh, man, we're getting infested tonight, man. What's going on? They're just coming out of the woodwork, man.
Sorry
What's
to put
on,
a
man?
Damper on you.
Man, really.
Is this my buddy?
It is your buddy.
He's my buddy.
Aww.
But I guess he's not getting the cue to call.
Oh, I thought he was already on.
I know. Well, the way you said that, I thought he was already on. So I'm like, hey?
Yeah, good. Listen, good setup.
There's nothing wrong with the studio, but at times.
What?
At times.
Are you what? It's too brute.
Honestly, look, I gotta. What? There's not enough room for all the equipment.
It's not even like it's his apartment. Like we're in a room in his apartment.
No,
it's,
but I'm saying, I'm sticking up for the show, man. I mean, so what is a small little room? So what? This is what we started from day one. Day one.
So what's wrong with expansion?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Everything
has to grow.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh Gogan, stand-up comedian. Hey. regular on the Lunatic Radio Show, and a very funny man with lots of sick tattoos.
Oh, well, that's going too far, I think.
You just come from the badass family, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Have you seen the pictures? Him and his dad.
You just come from the badass.
No. It's a family. It's a family of.
You're too legit to quit.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm an asshole.
No, it was cute.
I'm an idiot. Thanks.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. No.
Hey, Josh. Josh. What happened to Josh?
What'd you do to him?
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
It's still, the phone call's still hooked up.
Well.
So let's pretend to talk to him.
Yeah. I wanna know.
There he is.
Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yeah.
There he
is. Must have cut out for a second.
Yeah.
Yay.
He held the phone upside down.
He got all caught up,
blame me. That's good.
Hey, Josh, why'd you give up doing the, MySpace, shirtless dweeb of the week or whatever?
It just got to be too much, man. Like it's too much pressure. Every week I got to update the damn thing, and it just got to be where I just got sick of doing it. I did it for over a year.
You mean it was really hard plugging in a code, one code?
No, it wasn't that. It was like I had to top myself.
Yeah.
Every week.
Well, you got to keep it fresh somehow, right? It's like after a certain amount of time, yeah.
Well, now you're on
And eventually it's like, all right, they're not going to get any worse than this, you know? It's like, you
just
get throwing a fucking girl in a bikini in a wheelchair, and it's like, oh, you know, it's just like, it got to be too much work trying to top the last one, where it was like, you know, I can't do it anymore.
And there's just so many of them. The funny thing is that I just have to say this, because I don't think we've had Josh on the show before, but, Josh is one of the first people that I was friends with on MySpace that was not an actual person that I was friends with in real life.
That's a little hard to understand. Can you say that again?
You know when you get the MySpace and you go on there because like you got friends on there, people that you know are on the MySpace? Why are you making faces, Rocket?
I'm trying to follow along with the hell you're talking about.
All right. So here, I'll break it down for you. You go on the MySpace because you got some friends.
Here's Babble
Mouth McGee. Like, oh, yeah, you know. Let's all get a MySpace account so we can, you know, leave each other comments and keep in touch with people who are, you know, out of town or whatever.
Okay.
So that's how I got into MySpace.
Okay.
And at first, I wasn't, like, adding people. You know, okay. I wasn't, like, right, gathering friends.
So you were trolling. You were selective.
Right. Now I'm just, like, another MySpace whore because I have the radio show and I'm promoting and all that shit. So I'll add anybody now. Anybody. I mean anybody.
Now I'm the complete opposite because a buddy of mine goes, oh, dude, you should so get into MySpace. Dan Cook's doing it and he's got a million friends, blah, 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 and all this. So I get on and I'm like, all right, I'm going to be a total whore and go out there and just, you know, I went through and if it was a comic that you liked that I like, I'll go through that you know, fan club and invite everybody to my friends list. And it got to the point where after doing that for a year and a half and I only had maybe six people come out and see one of my shows, like, man, I am working too hard.
It's not working. Yeah, right. Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I, you know, like I said, so you worked on me because I was one of the people who got sucked into your thing. Whoa. I was like, yeah, I'll be friends with this guy. Yeah. But no, you know, I mean, I knew you were married and everything. It wasn't like I was going to try to bang you.
Not that much sucking in.
But it, I mean, in a small way, it did prove to be a somewhat valuable tool. I mean, I got hooked up with the Lunatic Radio guys through MySpace.
That's true.
So, I mean, it wasn't a complete waste of time.
Right.
Not a complete waste.
But it was almost a complete waste.
Well,
it was almost a complete waste, right?
That was the funny thing, because then after I knew you were friends with them, and I was like, hey, you know, I know you did the Lunatic Radio show, and I knew them. I wasn't friends with them like I'm friends with them now. But I asked you if you would maybe, I was like, I've got a radio show now, and I wonder if maybe you would come on my radio show. And you were like, I don't know. I kind of have a regular thing with these other guys.
Nice!
And,
good job, Josh!
God, you come
Broke
on,
player.
Man.
That's my boy. Josh knows how to roll.
You said, you know, I might have to get familiar with your show first before I call.
That's because I didn't understand the whole internet radio thing, and I kind of thought it might have been like regular radio where everybody's got a problem with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to screw anything up. Now I'll go on any radio show. I don't give a shit.
I think it is like regular radio like that, except that we happen to have a particular affinity with these.
We did have a radio war with
them. I don't want to say something
was
horrible.
Was it Mad Libs?
Adjective.
Here it comes.
This is what happens when someone's on the phone. Heidi just completely loses self-control and has no idea how to talk to anybody. It's the worst.
No, 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 but it's just that I didn't think we were really doing an interview. I said no. I didn't say I said no.
See, Josh shouldn't be treated like this.
So, Josh.
I thought we were just...
What are you working on?
We do want to know what you were... What's going on? Plug something.
What's going on? Let's see. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Parsippany, New Jersey. I've never been there before. I hope I'm saying Parsippany correctly. But I'll be opening for the very funny Patrice O'Neill at the Holiday Inn in Parsippany. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, you should be. That's awesome.
I'm going.
Are we going?
It's one of those things where... you know, as a young comic, you kind of have a list of people who you want to on your resume as having worked with, and Patrice O'Neill is definitely at the top of that list for me. So it's going to be it's going to be a good night, and everything's going to look better, or this is where my career peaks, opening for Patrice O'Neill.
No.
Wow. Nice. That much emphasis on this?
It's not gonna peak here. It's climbing. It's going up. But there's very few things that I would go to New Jersey for, Parsippany particularly. But I will certainly be there to see you perform tomorrow night.
I'm glad you're building up Parsippany for me. I've never been there, and now I know that you're not, you know, especially Parsippany.
Josh, there'll be pandemonium in Parsippany tomorrow.
Pandemonium Parsippany. There's a tongue twister.
Hey, Josh, I think Patrick wants you to give him a nod of a thank you nod, because he's like waiting in the chat room for your thanking you to get on that show. So.
Oh wow, awkward moment.
So get. Give him his fat thank you so he can leave the chat room.
I completely owe Patrick a big thanks for that, man. honestly, Patrick at Cringe Humor, all the guys at Cringe Humor, and you know, everybody at Lunatic Radio and whatnot have been really good to me, and I really appreciate that, and that's something that, you know, I'll always hang on to, and Patrick especially. I mean, I don't even know how the hell I got hooked up with the guy, but, you know,
he's fat and he covers a lot of ground.
And hopefully I'll ride his coattails as far as I can go.
Coattails? No, don't ride Patrick's coattails. Please don't ride
Patrick. Patrick is masturbating right now. He is.
That's a picture I did not need painted.
Anyway, and I gotta hype it up because, you know, I appreciate it, and if I want more geeks like this, I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm being the whore.
Absolutely, man. Whore it up, man. It's all about getting your name out
there,
man.
You have to promote. You have to promote. What did you hear about Dane Cook doing a 7-hour straight comedy stint at the Laugh Factory?
7 hours?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He did seven. I don't know. Apparently, at some point, he called for takeout. He was trying to beat Chappelle's record.
Yeah, this is just getting ridiculous.
His own self, like, yeah, listen to me for 7 hours straight. I can do stand-up for 7 hours straight. And the fact that, like, you know, Jamie Masada had a role in that, it's just like another douchey moment.
It's easy to do stand-up for 7 hours if you don't do jokes.
Right. I mean, what could he possibly have, or was he like on a loop, you know? Was he doing like the same act over and over again
how
for
many
the
times
people
he,
as they come and go? I don't know.
How many times did he do that cashew on his dick joke? Like 3-4 times?
Maybe he actually did.
Not sure if you heard this one.
No. Maybe he actually did the cashew on the dick. You know, maybe he actually
opened
shot
and
it.
Closed with it.
Exactly.
It was an intro and outro.
Here's a question for you, Josh.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you like? You're not too crazy about his comedy, right?
You know what, Dane? I feel kind of weird about it because I liked him when I first saw him, and then as it went on, I'm like, what the hell happened to him? Like, he's not even writing anymore. It looks like to me. Well, and I don't think he's hiring people who are writing for him. I think they just go talk about cups, and he goes up and does that.
Oh.
Who's a comedian you absolutely hate?
That I hate?
Yeah. I mean, a big comedian. All right, so Ant, right? Ant packs it in, too. Like, he'll draw, like, you know, 1,500 over a weekend, 2,000 over a weekend, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere.
Uh-huh.
What if he asked you to open? Would you do it?
No.
Whoa.
Now, why wouldn't That's you do one. That? As a comedian coming Whoa. Up, why wouldn't you do it? You'd get exposure.
I would get the wrong kind of exposure. Ant's crowd is, first of all, it's something that I would have to, I'd have to factor it. Like, I love Brian Regan, but I would not do well in front of his crowd.
So you're saying you wouldn't, and Regan asked you to open for him, you wouldn't do it?
Oh, Regan wouldn't, Regan wouldn't allow me to open for him.
No, what if he just did? I mean, what if it just had happened?
You know what, if he did, I'd have to take it. I'd have to take it, but I know, but I would go in knowing I wouldn't do well. Because his audience expects clean comedy.
Yeah,
and that's just too much.
That's true.
Too much pressure.
As opposed,
but as far as Ant goes, like Ant, the only reason Ant is able to pack it in is because he's got the gay audience who will go to anything that is geared towards them. You know, it's like it's kind of like how Margaret Cho is always going to have the gay audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what she does, that's what, you know, that's her crowd, that's where she makes her money.
Right.
And I'm not saying that gay people wouldn't like me, I just don't think a theater full of gay people would like me.
Right.
Well, you're cute enough.
They wouldn't all come out for you.
You got that lovely, the shiny head of yours.
That tattoos might scare them a little bit.
No, they like the tattoos. They like that.
They like the extreme.
My gay best friend has tattoos all over him, too. He's very popular with the other gay guys.
They'd have to call me. They'd call me the bear. I don't like it.
Yeah. No, you're not like a bear though, because you're not like all hairy and stuff. You're just you're more like a leather guy. Maybe.
Have you seen him with
leather
a shirt
guy?
I've seen pictures.
Wow.
He's an intimidating
I'm
motherfucker.
I'm saying I'm not just blowing smoke. He's got some pictures on the Lunatic Radio message board of his new tattoo that him and his family, his dad and his brother all went out and got tattoos. And it's fucking badass.
Did you ever see Heidi's tattoo on her back?
No, I didn't.
It's
awful. I don't
awful.
Think I did, did I?
It's awful.
That was a late night.
No,
things happen.
You know what? When I saw you where I might have had a tattoo out, I didn't have a tattoo out. So, no, you didn't.
Okay. Then, no, I didn't. Maybe I'll see it this weekend.
Oh, holla.
Heidi's got an awful tattoos, except for one.
They're awful. Not awful. They're not awful.
See, that's just looks, that is
I mean,
so wrong.
No, you know what it is? Look, I got a tattoo on my arm of a dragon. That was, like, during my karate days.
That's
I'm like,
an
oh.
awful
I'm like, oh, it is an awful tattoo. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got my karate going on. Yeah, let me get a tattoo of the dragon. Yeah. Let me get a tattoo of the dragon. I'm like, what do I get up to? Like, what, like a purple belt or something? It's like, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, because there's never fights that happen in the movies. It's always like you turn around, someone just blasts you in the side of the head, and you just passed out for like 2 minutes. So it's like, this tattoo is useless. It's worthless. If I could, I get it just wiped out. I would get a really fat tattoo of a dragon, like right on my back, just like eating some like chick.
What?
That'd be
so
sweet.
So why'd you do that?
Cause you gotta go for like, you know.
It's the year of the dick. Come on,
it
do
would
it.
It would be like numerous sittings.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Josh.
Cause I remember getting this tattoo and I had to sit there for like an hour. Yeah. It was like this guy just like eating a sandwich and smoking and I get back to it. I was like, ah, forget this, man. It was in somebody's garage. I was like, this can't be sanitary.
That's good.
Josh, oh, Heidi's got a tattoo of a really crappy scorpion on her.
I do.
Back.
No. I'll cop to the fact that I've got a couple of shitty tattoos. I've got the stupid tramp stamp, which I got, let me think now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it came before the term tramp stamp was ever introduced.
No, it didn't. No, the term tramp stamp was always there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, even cavemen knew.
Even the tattoo artist
I'll tell you
said,
what.
Want a tramp stamp?
Can I think it was
and on
not?
The seventh day, let there be tramp stamps.
Let me tell you.
You sure you want this?
I'm pretty sure it was in 98, and I had never heard the term tramp stamp.
Right, because in
that.
The 70s or the 60s, tramp stamp, that was never around.
No,
that
of course not. Who had a tramp stamp in the 70s?
I think they all did. It's just something that you know you're born. Right.
Anyway,
at some point you're gonna get.
I admit,
that.
I'm not particularly fond of the tattoo on my lower back, also known as a tramp stamp. It's a scorpion.
Oh, it's a scorpion. Is it because any particular reason?
Because I'm a,
like,
Scorpio,
a Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, look at that. That's edgy, isn't it, Josh?
And then there's the first tattoo I ever got when I was 18. I wanted something small. And so I got an Ankh on the top of my foot.
That's a good one. Though.
But it's not good because it looks like an Ankh, but it looks like a plane maybe now, or like maybe a little Grim Reaper holding his arms out to give you a hug. One.
Is that from the Lord of the Rings?
What?
An Ankh?
An Ankh?
I don't know what that
is. It's like the Egyptian symbol for, it's like the key to knowledge, and it's also a fertility symbol. It's like a cross, but it's got like a bulb on top.
And it's called an Ankh?
And you'll see them in the Egyptian pyramids on the artwork.
I don't know. All I see in the Egyptian
walls,
stuff is
friezes and stuff.
You know, a dancing Egyptian guy, and then a
so bird's you're not familiar with the Ankh.
This is the first time I'm ever hearing of it. An Ankh, I thought that sounds like something from Lord of the Rings.
No.
Like a gork?
That's an ant.
Oh, an ant.
Gork? What the fuck's a gork?
Josh, what's a good tattoo for a girl?
That's an Ankh? Oh, really? Oh,
I have no idea. It depends on the girl. Like, I have a problem with tattoos that people get. Like, okay, while we were in the tattoo parlor, some guy came up and he just, like, apparently had just gotten a check or something. He goes, all right, I want this word on my left hand and this word on my right hand, and flips through the thing, goes, I'll take that strawberry on my neck.
Right.
What? Like, you're going to put any thought into it? You're just going to throw shit on you that's going to be there forever?
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite tattoo that that's I always
what
saw.
What Heidi did.
No, it's not.
My favorite tattoo is when somebody walks in and says they want a leg on the back of their arm and then another leg on the lower torso over here, so it's right. So in the armpit,
the
there's
armpit
the hair showing.
It's like the hairy.
That's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite tattoo. Is that you know it's supposed to be right? A chick's bush.
Or the tattoo where it's like a cat's ass and the belly button is the asshole, and you're like, really?
Really?
Sure. It's funny now, but when you're 40, you're gonna take your shirt off and shave in the morning and go, oh god, what did I do?
40? What about the 40? What about the next morning?
Next morning?
What did I
do? Oh my god!
Idiot!
I spent how much for this?
And then finally, Heidi has a tattoo on her upper back of a bird, you know, like drinking out of a flower, and under it says "insatiable." Now that's
but that's
it's a hummingbird, yeah. It's a tattoo that I had
let's hear a comment.
I had it planned out for about 10 years, actually, before I ended up getting it, and I was very happy with the results, personally.
But insatiable, that's understandable.
What do you have to say it, though? It's ridiculous.
Hey, you know, I mean.
What do you think about that tattoo, Josh? Be honest.
If, you know what? I'm fine with any tattoo that somebody gets that they actually give a shit about. Like, if she planned it for 10 years, that's cool.
Her next, you know, her next tattoo, she wants waves.
Leaves?
No. I wanted like Japanese curly waves.
Ooh.
Like the woodcuts. Like
like the Fifth Element?
Yeah.
I thought you said leaves, like a maple leaf or something. Like what?
No. Although I have seen some cool maple leaf tattoos.
So how many tats do you have on your person right now?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six.
Wow. Six. My dad's got six. But he wants to get another one because he thinks like six is like the devil. So he wants to get another one.
I need more. I definitely need more.
You do what you want. You do want
more? Oh, I want more very badly.
Where would be the next one? Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to have like a half sleeve.
You, seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
I never got that. I never got the sleeve thing. Because it's like, oh, hey, look, you want to see? And you're turning your arm around from left to right.
You want a half sleeve of waves? Is that it?
No, not of waves. Some kind of composite design. Very interesting conversation.
Is it gonna be better than that stupid bird tattoo?
No, it's gonna be just like the stupid bird tattoo, Chris.
So you know what? You know what?
Get the bird tattoo again on the arm.
Yes, exactly. So that when I'm not wearing something that shows it, it
just
can.
Say, check out my bird tattoo. Little arrow.
With an arrow pointing to it.
You know what? I always liked though. I always liked when people got tattoos of their name. I always thought that was like for deaf people. So if like you walked up and said, hey, what's your name? They couldn't answer you, so they just pointed at that too and say, yeah, here's my name, right here. My name's whatever the fuck it is.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
The guy who did that, he had his name tattooed on his chest, and then right below it was his birth date. Are you shitting me?
You sure you weren't watching the movie Memento?
Don't answer the phone.
I don't know, I guess he hasn't seen Memento. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it, but this was way before that. I was just wondering if he's going to get social security number tattooed on him next or what.
If I'm lost, please return me to his address.
Please send me home to.
Yeah,
I mean, he wasn't a bright guy, but I didn't think it was that dumb.
Well, the worst tattoo story that I heard about was some Desert Storm vets. I used to date a Marine who was a Desert Storm vet, and a buddy of
his. Girl hasn't.
Right. Exactly. A buddy of his went to get his Marine tattoo, and he wanted Desert Dog tattooed on him, and the tattoo artist misspelled Desert.
Oh no!
So forever he has Desert Dog.
He loses life.
Wait a minute. You mean Desert and Desert isn't spelled the same way?
No, Desert has two S's, Rodian.
Oh, you learn something every
that's
day.
That's right, and so that's what that guy has on him. Desert Dog. That's classic.
I didn't know, that's a good thing you told me. All
right, well, listen, Josh, what time is the show tomorrow night?
The show is at 9 o'clock at the Holiday Inn in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Right, featuring Josh Gogan and Patrice O'Neill. So.
And there's also Dante Nero and Kenny Michaels will also be there.
Excellent. Kenny Michaels of the Conti and Kenny show on Cringe Humor Radio.
And how can you get more information?
You can get more information by logging on to www.jjcomedy.com.
Excellent.
Sweet, nice plug.
Very good. And we will see you there tomorrow night, Josh. Looking right. forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too, guys.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Woohoo! See, that wasn't so bad.
No.
I know it starts out rough always with me. Mm. I stink.
It always had always, you know, everyone does that.
So you gotta start out and you get the flow. I said no to you, and there's a big difference between no and
Hey, why do you bother? Don't even bother.
Why do I bother?
He does nothing.
He's very offended. He's very offended because I posted a bulletin today that was a series of questions on MySpace. It was a series of questions asking, it's like, I just realized that, and it's like, the first one was that my butt, and I wrote, isn't what it used to be.
Huh?
So then, like,
what isn't what it
right.
used
to
be? What does that mean?
And so, every opportunity that I had to fit it in, I put, something about hating Chris.
Nice! See, I always knew I liked Heidi.
I was like, I really lose it when, as Patrick says, Heidi served Chris nothing but haterade. And one of the questions was, I really lose it when Chris annoys me. When I wake up in the morning, I realize how much I hate Chris.
Really?
I always liked Heidi.
Stuff
smart
like that.
Girl.
Stuff like that. So he's really offended. However, last week I'm looking at his MySpace and I see some comment there and I'm like, what's this? And going back and forth, you know how you see a comment on somebody's MySpace, so you go to the other person's MySpace to see what the other side of the comment says?
Yeah.
He's saying he hates me and Rodian.
What?
Yeah.
Rodian, get like, into this.
He said something about these assholes or these
the
idiots.
Show.
And the other other person says, okay, who? The right. listeners? And Chris replies, no, the hosts, I hate them.
They're all nothing right. They're nothing without me.
All right.
It must have been after you guys.
Alright. That's good.
It must have been after what?
Listen. Let me tell you what it's like.
Come again?
Rodian, Heidi. The door's always welcome at Lunatic Radio.
You know what, man? I think I'll be taking a ride out to fucking West Bubble Exit 59.
We'll treat you like family, sir.
You know what? Because I don't get that vibe. I don't get that vibe at Lunatic Radio.
That's right.
At Lunatic Radio, it's like, you know what? We're all coming together.
That's right. Family.
In this, you know what, man? I gotta defend this fucking 4x4 fucking studio. And then what happens? Because he knows I'm not going to go on these fucking gay MySpace things. I'm not going on to that shit or friends space or whatever the fuck
it
is. Oh, really?
No, I didn't.
You know why? Because the truth is that unless something was said here, I would have never have even known
about it. First of all, I know Gumshoe over here always looks at everything that's on my MySpace.
Okay, so good. So go ahead. What was it that was said that you can't stand about the hosts? Radio, Rodian and, Heidi. Let's hear it now.
It was just a line.
What was the line? Let's hear this
she
now.
She just said it.
What? Let's hear this again.
I don't remember.
It was something like, not really, I have to deal with those idiots.
Idiots!
Oh, no, I never said
those
that.
Those
idiots. No, I never said that.
Those idiots. Assholes.
I did not say
something.
That.
Okay, then you said, it. Then the I question was, that. The
had to be some derogatory,
make
whatever it was.
Make
me
feel
something derogatory.
Something derogatory.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let me tell you, Rodian. There's a bottle of Jack Daniels waiting
for
you at the studio,
you
sir.
You know what?
There's
a bottle of John over there? I'm taking a ride. I'm taking a ride. I've been to the studios.
Gift box. The gift box, sir.
Shit, I furnished that studio. You guys are sitting on couches that I helped to furnish.
So you feel right at home.
I feel right at home.
Yes.
So wow. Cute. So now I understand why Heidi's always like cool with like going over. Because let's be honest. Look, you know, I was protective of that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was getting a little angry. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, my girl's going over there. What the fuck is going on?
So they understand what the radio was all about. He was just scared. It's all because of his fears.
Oh,
all
right. I get this now. Let's see. Let's bring this up.
Let's see your comments, Chris.
Let's
why don't
see
you
the comments.
You
I don't
comments.
Know what you're talking about.
Let's see the little comments you got going on in our mind. Yeah.
Let's see what's going on.
You could have just gone to your comments.
MySpace.
Let's see this. Cause I don't have a MySpace account. I don't do any of this stuff. I don't look at this.
You know
stuff.
What, Rodian? Honestly, you're better off, sir. You are so better off.
I just don't see the point. Yeah. I don't like instant messaging.
There is
messaging,
no point. Oh, and
know?
That was one of the questions on the survey was, when every time I go to MySpace, I realize and I say how bored I am.
What is he doing? Look, he's not even caring. He's going to another show. Look,
No. That's who he had the comments with.
Okay, let's.
He
let's,
wrote it on another show's.
Let's see this.
Let's see this.
Okay.
He's saying about his co-host wish they went away on another show's MySpace. That is all, honestly, dude.
That could happen.
Fucking awful.
That could happen if you want it. If you want that to happen, I'm your friend. I would be willing to help you
it
in that
very
regard.
Easily.
If you
all
want
shows
that to
those
happen,
kids,
that could happen.
We can
of all
go away.
Shows, those kids, huh? All
you
right.
know what? The only,
what
the only beef,
them,
the only beef that I ever had with going on Lunatic Radio, this is the only beef I ever had. All right. When I showed up to Lunatic Radio that one night, Kieran didn't offer me a beer. They didn't offer me nothing. They don't drink beers.
They don't drink.
Well, the reality, we don't have anything.
I don't know about that.
Well, that was different.
I saw a little nice refrigerator there in the corner.
That was mine. But
was it? Was the only thing that that was the only beef that I had going on Lunatic. Was that I came in, you know, I was trying to help out, like, you
goodbye
know,
reputation.
And nothing. Nothing. Nothing was offered to me. Let not me a beer, you. Nothing.
Things, like, things are different now. It's a different studio, different furniture, times, different furniture.
Mm-hmm. All
right. If you come, if you, honestly, I'll say it right now on air. You come to, you let us know. I'll have a bottle of Jack Daniels waiting for you.
I'm sold. What was this radio war about for? What was this for?
As Tony B pointed out, that Kieran called him Roydian.
Yeah, Roydian. That Roydian. Was funny though.
That was like,
for, but he can't talk.
The show was like, the show was what, like 2-3 hours?
3 hours.
I think, I'm thinking like for at least 2 hours and 45 minutes. My name was
Roydian.
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 Well, I was fine.
The boy can't talk. Because
I was calling him. I was calling him Kieran.
All right. People say Kiernan all the time, and Alex, our former
co-host,
definitely said Kiernan every single time.
All right. I'm sold.
Let us know, sir.
I'm sold.
We'll have a party. We've been wanting to get you on. Kieran and I have been talking. We want to get you two on. You two on, not three.
You don't.
Two.
You don't want to deal with us. That's fine.
Is this guy something or is he something?
I'll jump in my truck. I'll drive out to whatever the fuck.
It's not that as far. It's not as far now.
Oh, it's changed. No. Oh, because he moved, right?
It's closer now.
So what is it, exit 52 instead of exit 59?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
All right. So I'm sold. That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. two weeks.
Show's moving.
2 weeks. Show's over.
Show's moving to Sunday.
Show's over. That's good.
We're going away.
Thanks for the support, you cocksucker.
On another show. That is awful, show. Chris.
You can erase that board there now. Yeah, that topics we have.
Night, bitch.
You can erase all
if
that.
If you really
now.
Like it, we could bring it with us.
I would appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll bring it.
Yeah. You know, yeah, no, you know what? Don't bring it. Nah. Start off on a clean slate.
Clean slate!
Start off on something new. Let's
Part
all hang
pun.
Out. That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
How you
all
doing right. there, big guy?
See, he just wants to play sound.
Yeah, that's all. All right.
Okay, click the button. Click the mouse.
You want a soda?
Just click it. You know you gotta
screw it. I tried.
You know you gotta left clicked, right? That's a PC. It's not a Mac, right?
Oh God, Chris and
where's
the
your big comeback now, huh? Tough guy.
Very good. All right.
Very
That's
good to know. Let me tell you some Lunatic Radio. They bring things to light. They bring things to the surface. They show you what's going on behind the scenes.
We're real, sir.
And we
don't backstab our friends.
I get that vibe. I'm getting that vibe. It's insane. It's amazing how your enemy. Can all of a sudden look like, holy shit, it's true. The enemy of your enemy is your friend.
Big deal.
And when
Suck
I point,
you.
When I point to my enemy, I'm pointing to the guy who's just clipping on sound bites.
You've got a big mouth.
That's all he's got.
That's
all he's got.
All right, that's good.
Fuck you.
That's good. All right, I see what's going
and
on.
And you get Josh Gogan in person, not look over
that.
The phone.
Look at that. Nice.
You know your business, I know mine. Your business is being an asshole.
All right.
Keep clicking.
All right, keep clicking,
pal. I'm
going
to go to him and figure out a way to have your ass. Fuck you.
Chris, you want to get a hamburger, sir? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Motherfucker.
Get a nosh. Get a little nosh.
See, you're getting a little cranky over there.
Yeah.
Listen. All right, here we go. Let's hear this. All right,
The shit the both of you put me through.
Oh my God.
On a fucking weekly basis.
Get
what shit can they put you through?
Are you
going to
cry? You going to cry a little girl?
Explain yourself.
You going to cry a little girl?
You have no stress. What do you mean? I have stress. I'm the only producer that has stress. Look at me. I'm the CEO, damn it. I can complain. You can't. Don't take my complaints away.
It's all right.
Never mind. Right. I want a complaint award. Give me an award.
All right, little girl.
All right, you got something else?
So wait. So what do they do to you every week?
What do we do? Let's hear this.
It's just a back and forth. Heidi, you know, dealing with her and her fucking zero confidence is very hard to deal with. You know, every day I suck, blah, blah, blah. And I gotta
zero confidence? It's the environment she's in, sir.
It's not
she's on Lunatic Radio. She's got 100% confidence.
You know what? I don't know what this kid's saying, but it's making sense to me. I don't know. You know what? Before
I don't know what he's saying,
you see the same LunaticRadio.com?
Yeah.
This is the same one that was wiped.
Right.
All right, that was white between the cheeks.
All right.
But now, all of a sudden, this kid's making sense to me.
Let's talk about something important.
Sense.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing, Chris. Everything that we do, your response is, you guys stink.
You guys suck.
You guys suck.
You guys suck.
Because you come to me and fucking say, find this song, and I gotta look for it, and you
find
what
song?
What is that? It's constantly. Everything we do, you guys stink. You guys stink.
That's
sucked.
Good.
I have an iPod with
Big
thousands
deal.
Of songs. It's all ready
suck
for you.
Yo.
It's all ready
it's
for
already?
You.
It's all ready.
Oh, so wait. So let me understand this right. So when you take the title of producer... To produce something,
yep.
Like the Latin, To produce?
Yes.
You actually do it.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
You said I'm never coming through? You said I'm never coming
I'm not
through?
Saying that. I never said that. I never said that. But I am saying that I don't go on some gay website and complain about the people that I'm working.
First of all, it wasn't meant. It was just a fucking joke.
Oh.
You don't do that on another show site. Stop. That is awful.
Is that what it is now?
Awful.
Is that what it is? A little joke. A little joke on some other website.
You know, I got pushed around in the kitchen for the bulletin. I got shoved into the wall.
Is that what the conversation was about?
I don't like that.
You stupid fucking cunt.
Just remember, Heidi, he pushes, we hug.
I know.
You know
different.
What?
I know. Well, he asked me last night because he, you know, he gets on the phone, everything's, quit, what? And I, you on the phone last night. That's it. You, that's how you are with everything. I go, so I'm getting ready for bed, and you go, great.
Great, what do you want from me, man? How the fuck are you going for?
Rocky, okay?
It's nice that you get to go to bed. It really is nice, but I gotta fucking work on the radio show. All right. So go fuck yourself.
Here's the violin. here's
trademarked.
Here's the violin plan. Right here, here's the violin.
Violin.
Let me ask something. On Chaos Radio, okay?
Okay.
Really quick, okay. I have a thing where I want to go see the next Rambo movie. Right? Don't say nothing. I want to see the next Rambo movie. I'm excited to go see John motherfucking Fordham Freeze of fucking Freedom. I can't say nothing.
K-Bosh.
I want to go see John Rambo. Yes. All right? I want a countdown of the movie, the next Rambo movie coming out. I want to put it up on the board of the countdown to Rambo.
Okay.
How would that be accepted on the Lunatic Radio?
Complete. Go. Totally.
You know how that's accepted here?
Fucking.
Do you know how that's accepted in this fucking 8x10 cell? It's accepted as, oh, no, 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 nobody wants to go see Rambo.
But that's your...
Nobody wants to see that.
He just keeps shitting on Rodian's enthusiasm.
I want to go see Rambo.
I would say, absolutely, you're shitting on his enthusiasm.
No, that's how I take it.
First of all, I'm saying I don't want to go see Rambo.
You are going to go see Rambo.
No.
Yeah, you're going to go fucking see Rambo. You're going to go see Rambo, motherfucker. You're going to go see Rambo. Happy New Year. You're going to go see Rambo.
Yay!
Yeah, you are.
Oh, just go see it.
You're gonna go see Rambo. Just,
come on!
Go
it's either Rambo or an award.
The you Force pick. Of Free.
All right, you
want
to take
I
a
want
break?
A Rambo award. Give me a Rambo award.
Shall we Cook take a break? In. Get some fresh air in here.
I want an award.
I don't know. I
clear,
think
clear
I think,
the air.
I think new contract gotta be written up.
Oh, holla!
What, you mean the contract you're supposed to pay a producer as a radio show?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, you producers come and go, so.
There's a contract for that?
Yeah, all the time.
I don't know about
producers
that.
Producers get contracts.
I know there's a P.O. box I paid for. Is there a contract for that?
Why don't you just have Sprocket here fucking become your producer every Friday?
I don't know. It's looking pretty
bright. I'll be your agent. I'll take care of you,
look
sir.
Look at this. You see this?
Yeah,
you see this?
Shut up.
You see how quick he jumps at this?
Wait, I'll tell you this.
You can't do this.
You don't want...
It's funny. It's funny.
You don't want him negotiating anything for you. You know why?
Why is that?
Because... In his real life, Rocket is a somewhat of a web designer. Right?
So thanks, dude. You're
somewhat.
An asshole.
See, that's an asshole comment.
You're an asshole.
You're saying in his profession.
You're somewhat of an editor, all right?
I'm not finished.
Fucking,
where
will you be at with Microsoft Word?
I'm not finished. He does great work.
Somewhat.
Rocket is responsible for the Cringe Humor site. So he does great work.
Okay.
But I'm saying that because I know you have other jobs, so I don't want to. I guess I worded it wrong. I was trying to say, you know, like you do that.
It's one of my skills.
One of his 8 million gigs.
You're not stumbling over your words now.
No, definitely not. So, so I'm not you. Don't ever compare me.
Oh, hey! Oh my God!
I'll tell you, Lunatic Radio's looking so much better now.
And you wonder what I've been thinking.
You know
thinking.
What? It was true. There were times when there were times when she was like, oh yeah, I went on Lunatic Radio. I was like, what? What? You know, like the Dolman Pincher, like the Rottweiler Teeth show. I was like, what? You went on the show of our enemy? What?
And now it's like, it's not so bad.
Now it's not so bad.
So, I hook him up with my brother.
brother. Right. Very important. His brother.
His brother.
Family.
Right.
Family.
That's never good.
Let me finish.
You don't mix family and business.
Yeah, but before I say that.
Let me finish the story. So my brother says, you know, can he help me out? I said, yeah, you know, he's really good and he definitely could do it for you.
So you're vouching for him.
Yeah. So he says to me, well, how much is it going to cost? I don't know. Uh-huh. What's your budget? Uh-huh. So I go, here is my budget. And he gives me the number.
Him. Directly. Him.
Yeah. He gives me the price.
Yeah.
I said, all right, I'll let him know.
Right.
So I call up Adam and I go, Adam, this is what you asked for. This is his budget. Right? So what does he do? He calls up my brother.
Stop. Careful. Careful how you describe it.
So he cut out the middleman and went straight for...
No. He needed to call him.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
All I did was tell Adam, hey, this is what to ask for because Adam's like, what should I charge him?
Right.
So I said, I'll try and find out a budget for you. So I went back to Adam. I was like, here, this is what you asked for.
Now, granted, this is a weird little situation because now it's like, okay, I got a friend vouching for me. What should I go back to charge him for?
Yeah, I'm telling him, ask him for this.
Yeah, absolutely. He's right 100% right now.
It's a done deal. Okay. It's a done deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, ask him all right. For this. All
right.
Right. So okay. He goes, my brother plays it sly.
Yeah. Go, brother plays it sly. He said it.
My brother goes, so how much does something like that cost?
Well, what are we judging it?
So instead of Adam.
No! Then we stop. He said, go to this website, and how much does something like this cost? Something like this. So he shows me another site.
Okay, that's
I'm being
different.
Honest.
But this is going to cost more.
It was
than
a
budget.
Fifth, though. It was a fifth of what I put him.
Yeah, like
a fifth.
So he goes, instead of him saying, oh, you know, I could do it for this price.
Yeah.
He says,
I was being honest to his brother.
So he gives him a price of like he said, a fifth of what he would have gotten.
Uh-huh.
But so, I couldn't lie to his brother.
My brother said to me, no matter what, this is what we'll give him.
Yeah.
He's like, this is,
I know.
We can't go over this, and I don't have any problem giving him this
give
much.
Give him this amount. Okay, listen, all
right. I couldn't lie.
It's his if he wants it. All he's going to do is call him and say
and ask for it. And say, listen, this is what it's going to cost. This is what you got. This is what I'm charging.
So I said, Adam, all you have to do is just say this price, and it's yours. And what did you do? I'll do it for a fifth.
So
you don't want him negotiating.
All right, you know what?
there you go.
Yeah.
If it's outside family, I'm good. If it deals with family members,
you know,
I'm bad.
I'll give you that. You know,
I couldn't lie to him.
I'll give you that.
I couldn't lie to him.
I'll give you that. All right.
It has nothing to do with lying. He's giving
it's
you
not
a
lying. It's listening. You're vouching for the kid. There's rules. You can't. If someone vouches for you, you can't come in and say, oh, hey. That price is just, it's
I'm
not
saying,
gonna do
but
it.
But I told
it.
Adam, I basically said to Adam that, no one was gonna do this price except him.
Right.
Good.
So you voucher for the kidneys coming even at a fifth of what it would cost.
Good.
That's making you look good.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
It's alright.
That has nothing to do with making me look. I don't need to look good.
So I won't be agent, but you know what, sir? You're always welcome at the studio,
you know
sir.
What? I'm
always welcome. And you let me know. I will make sure of it.
I'm thinking it's gonna
it's
happen.
It's on air. It's recorded. Jack Daniels will be waiting for you, sir.
That's all I need.
Rashawn Daniels.
You know what? Heidi, you know what, to be honest with you, Heidi hooked me up with this bottle last week.
I did. I brought it in.
She brought it in.
See, we're all family on this side.
You know,
over
what,
the other side
know,
of the table.
You know
it's all enemies.
Feeling. That's what I'm feeling. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling that there's acceptance.
Big deal. Fuck you!
I'm feeling that over at Lunatic, it's just like, you know what? You show up, you have a good time.
That's it. That's all it is.
My thing has always been, this little gathering here has always been like, okay, you get a group of good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, well, it's like what's at the local bar, you're getting some drinks, and you talk about what friends would normally talk about. That's
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
That's exactly what I always said this should be. But, I don't know, it looks like some people have gotten that.
Bye-bye.
It looks like some people are getting that, and it looks like other
happy.
People aren't.
You can wave goodbye to me, too.
Right. Oh!
Holy shit.
Bye-bye.
But I am gonna miss something. I am gonna...
You'll miss me in the morning, okay?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
All right.
You'll miss
I'll
me.
Tell you something. You know
You'll
what
miss
is?
Me when I'm gone.
You know
You'll
what
miss
is?
Me.
You know what it is? It's cause sometimes you know what it is? It's something like, you know I'm not gonna check those fucking sites. You know I'm not gonna check those game
no,
MySpace things.
That's not have all nothing right. to do
all
it.
Right, all right,
that's not even in my all conscience. Right, I can care all less right, about
all
that.
Right, all right.
It's why I'm listening. I know Gumshoe is always looking at my site.
Gumshoe.
Yeah,
because she's got to make sure you're not going to do some stupid ass move and completely embarrass the people around you.
Heidi's always looking at my MySpace. I don't even really care.
I am not. I am so not always looking at your MySpace.
She goes, I don't see that. Why do they write that? Who is that? Yeah, she's always. No, I'm not. I'm not full of myself. I'm telling you exactly what it is.
You're out of your mind. You're totally lying.
Just to recap. What started this whole thing was spurned it. Was the fact that someone said that
fuck the girls.
I hate the host of the show. Is that am I right? Or am I wrong?
I was fucking around.
Were you now?
Yeah, because I was pissed off at the time.
Oh, but I get really? pushed around for saying.
Yeah, because it's a little personal what you said.
So what? So oh, you said the host. I hate them.
And I hate you then.
Right. See, Rodian, look, Tony, emo Tony nailed it. LR equals friends and camaraderie. Yeah. We're all about the camaraderie.
Unless you're a stupid whore calling in for an interview and then you'll be made fun of and mocked behind your back.
Well, that's true.
My thing is like, if I had...
Hilarity always ensues.
If I had some skits, they may not be the greatest thing at all. You know, I mean, they may suck. I admit that freely, you know, but at least I'm out there trying.
Right.
I'm trying to, you know, put something in there.
Absolutely.
To try to help out. How would that be taken over at Lunatic?
Trying is completely accepted.
That's acceptable.
That's effort.
Trying.
Yeah, trying.
Trying completely is acceptable.
Absolutely.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it more and more.
Sounding
actually, trying is more than what Kieran and I do. So
I am liking it
you'd
more
be working
and
overtime.
More.
Trying.
You know what, man? I'm looking for an iPod award now, man. I'm looking for that. Just to try? Because that's all I do. I just try.
Then that award sounds
pretty good.
You
want to be like this
good.
Bitch over here?
Oh, listen to him.
You know what I
want
to be?
I
want
an award. Give me an award. Together. It'll be the Rodian and Rockin Award. Give us
a little ring to that.
I want
to
be accepted.
Rowan Rockin.
I want to be accepted who I am. I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted for just being able to try, man. That's all I want to
be. You really do sound like Rocket right now. I want to be accepted.
Hey, look,
attention.
Man. Can I ask some? All right, let me ask this. Let me ask this now. Over at Lunatic.
Yeah.
Would you go over to other MySpace page or whatever the fuck gay pages they are and say like, oh, I can't stand these guys.
Fuck
no. No, right?
Talk.
No, right?
Absolutely not.
You know, you know what I equate
we
that to?
We just talk to our friends. We say nice things.
Really?
That's it.
I'm liking it, man. I'm understanding now what's going on with Lunatic, man. I'm understanding now what's going on. Yeah, let me tell you, you know what, man? This whole the radio war and stuff like that, I didn't know who my enemy was. I was only listening to what my producer was
saying.
You
listen to Hitler, sir.
That's
you were listening to Hitler.
Now I understand why Germany could follow Hitler. Now I can understand that because you're only getting one side of the
exactly.
information. Look, man, you know what? You see this Lunatic Radio bumper sticker right here? I'm sorry I wiped it on my ass.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
See, we let bygones be bygones, sir.
Bygones be
it's
bygones,
gone.
Man.
It's
here you go,
good.
Man. Clink the glass, kid.
Yeah.
Here we go, boys and
I
girls.
I win!
Mine's empty.
It's okay. Do you want a taste?
No, thank you.
Come on.
No.
Come
you
on.
Know what he was drinking last week?
What?
Jack Daniels and cranberry juice cocktail.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why. I thought that would sound right.
Not a good combo.
Well, I guess.
I thought that would sound right. I figured like what is that? Cranberry and vodka?
No.
Thought, like,
yeah, but vodka's a clear. You gotta not confuse your clears and your browns.
Oh, is that
yeah,
what
oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. No, you learned something every
so
day.
So this week you're doing Jack and Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
Because you gotta watch that figure.
Chris Come asked on, me to get Coke Zero. Yeah. That's
one,
why the little bottles.
It's one of my New Year's resolutions. That, you know, I gotta watch the calories, you know.
I'm picking my nose on cam.
That's hot. All right. That's hot. As long as you're picking some opening.
As long as I've got my finger in a hole, everything's cool.
Hey, here's a question. Speaking about that, holes.
Bring it out.
Can the vagina actually itch? Like, right on it? Can you ever get, like, an itch? Because I've got an itch on my dick before.
Okay, don't answer. Don't answer.
Well, you know.
I know I'm guessing.
Oh.
I'm guessing that because bread rises and chicks get that yeast thing.
Yeah.
That's got to
age. I don't mean under that circumstance. I mean like in a regular circumstance.
In the yeast circumstance, it certainly gets remarkably itchy.
But
however,
just like a random itch.
As a general,
you ever just like scratch your crotch because it's like, I got an itch.
Yeah, but I think that's more of the where the hair grows, the external area. I don't think the inside so much. No, because you know what? It stays moist, so you don't get any like dryness.
Wait, it's
issues.
Moist all the time.
Well, as long as things are closed up, it's not like it's all dried out down there.
God, I love women. I love them.
It's a fresh...
We get porn stars all the time on the show.
I heard.
It's like fresh fruit, you know?
I heard. See, you know what? To be honest with you, I was like, all right, you know, porn stars, you know, they're whoos. You know, I mean, you can call them up and say, listen, pig, come on and, you know, we'll treat you like you get treated on, you know, on camera. Yeah. But I was like, but then when I heard this chick...
Heidi.
Going on with this other pig. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on here?
It's fun!
And the best of it is like, you know, I give you credit because the three of you guys, you were like, you knew to leave.
Right.
You knew that it was something that even though you visually wouldn't see, in your mind you would. So you're like, alright, you know what? Oh yeah, we'll leave. No, we're not gonna see it. We're not gonna see it.
Right, well it wouldn't have happened if they had been in the room.
But you know we will see. Because it's in our mind.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
That's right.
God, I love chicks.
All right, let's take one last break, and we'll be back for a final segment of the Chaos Radio Show.
They smell like strawberries.
Do you love listening to internet radio, but hate missing your favorite live shows when you can't be at your computer? Well, now there's a way to take your internet radio with you. Torian Wireless has introduced the Infusion, a portable, compact internet radio that plays any station that streams on the World Wide Web. The Infusion is about the size of a business card. It has an MP3 player, storage, a recording feature, an FM radio receiver, and even comes with stereo headphones. You can choose from thousands of stations, so the Infusion is ideal for travelers who want to stay in touch with local news, sports, music, and comedy. Don't go another day without one. Go to www.torianwireless.com and order your Infusion today.
How do you make a top 10 podcast? Easy. Just lower your standards.
The level of douchebaggery is awfully high.
Chicks dig dudes that ride unicycles.
I was just going to say I would totally get the chicks on a unicycle.
Very sexy.
People are fucking idiots.
Are you serious? What's going to happen?
So yeah, sit back, get yourself a beer, and we're going to drink some beers, talk some shit, and you're going to listen, and you're going to then call in and email.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
You want to know what happened on my fucking 16th birthday party?
What?
My stepdad punched me in the fucking ear.
You probably fucking deserved it.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Seriously? Yeah, this is like a podcast gangbang. This is the worst night of my life, I swear to God.
That's right.
This shit rubbing from my junk.
That dude was pissed.
Isn't somebody pissed off at somebody or some chick or something for somebody for something?
Don't masturbate with two-stroke engine oil. Shitbags with their fucking inbred kids.
The Mediocre Show with Taylor and Eric.
I'm trying to be a little more respectable, you know? No, I'm fucking not.
Finally, a podcast that's just as mediocre as you are.
Thank God I spent $40,000 on school for recording. Now I'm podcasting.
What?
I know my mom's proud.
Send email to toilet@mediocreshow.com or call the 24-hour message line at 206-666-5900.
And share your intimate secrets.
To listen, download, or subscribe, go to www.mediocreshow.com. We'll make you famous.
Well, I heard they do the knee thing where they like you put your knee down and they fuck the knee.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They fuck the knee?
That's one of the things they do.
How's it feel?
But I'll let you try it.
The Nerdcast from NeenerNeener.net. Your obnoxious source of news and opinions on comic books, video games, news for nerds, and knee fuckery. Saturdays from noon till 3 on Cringe Humor Radio.
Do you need someone to talk to? Do you just need a friend? That's what the Conti and Kenny Show is all about. Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So 5-1, we're down 5-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs, bases loaded. Kenny Michaels is up. Three pitchers, fucking struck out.
Nice.
I looked at two of them. I swung at the third one. Sit down, pal. Done.
At least you don't have a backward K on the board, man.
Yeah, no. But the week before that, I had the base hit. I had the game-winning RBIs. I had a base hit. So I was like, all right, I'm ready to do it. I can do it. I can clutch it. Gone. Right? And in the bottom of the ninth, we scored five runs to win 6-5 and beat these cocksuckers. And we had almost the fisticuffs after the game. Because our celebration, we were all jumping around home plate and stuff because they had a base hit.
I used to love the shit out of me.
And
take it on the chin, Buster.
All right, but we won, so we're playing next Sunday again in Raton Bay at 2:30. If you guys
be
want
able to run,
that's up there with A-Rod, Bonds, and Five.
Yeah, well,
you ever hear when they announce Kenny? You know how they say battering number three when they announce Kenny? It's just
any faggots here.
That's fucking.
Get the fat out of your ass.
That was a good one.
So listen in and open up your hearts with us, the Conti and Kenny Show, every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Cringe Groomer Radio.
Back to the Chaos Radio Show. I'm Heidi, here with Rodian, Chris, and Rocket from Lunatic Radio Show.
Yo!
All on Cringe Humor Radio, in fact. So, we're back. We may be back for the last time.
Sounds like it. I need to ask if...
I was like completely trying to point it.
I need to ask a couple of questions.
Sure!
Rodian's had it with Chris.
No, I just see, you know, it's like, alright...
That was a long comeback week.
Yeah, 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks. It's like, no, I'm finding out new things, you know? It's like, things happen during the week.
It's a new year, Rodian, new things, man.
People post things on different,
Well, it's funny if that would be what finally does it for you after all of the, drama that we've had.
No, you know what it is? You know, even though...
Yelling, screaming, glass breaking, chairs throwing.
Even all the drama that was going on, you're still thinking, all right, somebody at least is... You know, deep down, is appreciating what's going on. Now, here's the things I need to know from Lunatic, all right?
Okay. This faggot, he doesn't appreciate
listen,
anything.
You're out of your mind.
Here's, let me ask something. You guys obviously deal with things, you know, with the show and technical stuff. Me, it's one of those things, like, you know what?
You think Adam would go through a wall for you? No way!
Alright, you know what? I'm vouching for the kid. I think he would.
Thank you.
No, I would.
I'm vouching for the kid.
He is a good
and
guy.
You know what it is?
I want an award first before I do anything!
Some people don't understand.
Get an award!
Some people don't understand the meaning of the word vouch. Okay, when you vouch for someone, you're telling someone, yeah, it's alright, he's good. He's a good fella. Yeah, he's good.
Stop it.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? Right. Now, I know, like, I admitted freely there were times when Heidi went onto your show.
Yeah.
You know, you get the protective thing. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? These fucking cocksuckers are trying to move into my girl. But, you know, you give it a leeway because we're all in the same station. We're all in Cringe, all right? So you're like, all right. You guys aren't regular motherfuckers. So you're like, all right. Now, let me ask something. Okay, now, you got the Jack out there for me. I'll be the guy in
Jack
the corner.
Come. All right,
just throwing in the right, you know, the little comments or whatever. No. Jack is important, you understand? Because these motherfuckers have been around for seven generations.
And I hear you.
And I just found out from Heidi tonight that a generation is only 20 years. I'm thinking these guys have been around for fucking
400, 500
years.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to get it.
All
Believe right. me. I have no problem. All Pick right. up a bottle.
Will
I get a beer distributor around the corner.
Will I get Cheerios?
You want Cheerios?
I want not Honey Nut. Not Honey Nut, you... I want...
man.
I want a whole grain.
You didn't hear that promo?
He
has to have his Cheerios.
I want whole grain.
I don't listen to internet radio.
I want, neither do I. I'll be honest with you. I don't either. I don't listen to it either.
Were we playing it while you had your headphones on?
Perfect
before?
Fit.
Oh, I don't pay attention to the radio. So what, you want Cheerios?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I didn't hear this.
You hear that? That's Cheerios.
In my contract, I was supposed to have a bowl of Cheerios before this, before each and every show.
Hey, they help with cholesterol.
That's awesome.
Hey, even the dog wants some. There you go, sweetheart. Now get the fuck out of here.
That's great.
I tell you, I feel great.
Sweet. Sweet. That's what you call sensual.
Look at that dust of Cheerio goodness that just came out of the bag. Oh, that'll set in there. That's sweetness. That's sensual.
Some booze. That's classic.
Now, according to my contract, it's never been written or, like, you know, written down or anything. There's no paper or anything.
Right.
I'm supposed to have
verbal agreement.
Verbal agreement. Verbal agreement. Right. There's supposed to be a bowl of Cheerios, no milk or anything, just a bowl of Cheerios, not Honey Nut, not any of that kind of, you know, strawberry bullshit. I want their original, old fashioned, oat bran, whole wheat. You know, to help with the goodness to come out, the chocolatey sweetness. I want the good old-fashioned Cheerios.
A bowl of cereal?
Yeah, that's I want.
A bowl of Cheerios?
All I ask is a bowl of Cheerios and John D. Am I going to get that at Lunatic?
John D.
Now, I mean, do you expect this every week? Because you understand we're poor.
It's okay. We can trade off.
I don't know.
I'll make sure he's in good
Chicky,
supply.
You got here.
That was a small
bottle. I can make you the guarantee. For the next time,
that's
you
not
come.
A small bottle. It's like a regular.
This is a nice size amount of Johnny D.
Close to
Rodin. The next time you come, when we figure it out and come down to the show, you'll have a bowl of Cheerios, the real shit, and Johnny D waiting for you.
That's all Johnny I need. D. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Johnny Danielle, right?
John Danielle.
John Danielle.
So it's done.
Can you guarantee me?
You like guarantees and contracts? Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. He's got a lot of demands.
I need to teach you some things. All these guarantees and contracts and internet radio.
He doesn't know anything about contracts and negotiating.
Shut up.
You know what it is? Because I generally don't like people. And when people say to me, obviously, you know, with this kid, you'll get that. You'll get all that. All that you're asking for. Come on in. Yeah, sit down.
He just lures you in, and then once you're in, he's like,
Exactly.
I got pops.
Shut the door on you.
What do you got?
Pops.
Pops?
Oh, pops? I got fruity Cheerios.
Pops have been around for a while, though, I think.
I got the fruity
pops
Cheerios
might
that
be a little
Heidi bought and never ate.
Hmm. Well, you know. I buy food for the house. I don't buy it for me to eat. So if it's here, it's for me. If you don't eat it, it's not my fault.
I can't say nothing against this girl because the first week we came back, I had my Johnny D.
Bottle of Jack.
I had my Johnny D.
John D.
So what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. What do you think you can do about it? Why don't you just throw some ideas out? Why don't you throw something out there and say, you know what? I'm seeing my gang is starting to go over to the other side.
I'm not going
to
contribute.
Why don't you bring us back?
I'm not going to contribute your alcohol and Cheerio problem.
You're not?
No.
You know, he reminds me of my dad on New Year's right now. How drunk he was. Oh, forget it.
Yeah, Rodian's pretty drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm not drunk. I could drive a car. I could drive a car right now.
Let's do it. Let's get in the car.
Oh, we'll do it right now.
Alcohol fun.
We'll do it right now. Grab the mic and follow me into the car.
Grab the mic.
I ain't getting in the
call
car.
Call us from your phone. Call us.
No, stop it.
Get in the car and drive. Good luck.
You see what he's trying to do? He's trying to kill you. See how far he's going?
Lunatic wouldn't do that, right?
Hell no!
Not right.
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
You know what, man? I'll be honest with you. I'm looking to see how that furniture looks. I'm looking to see, in case people don't know, the furniture that's in Lunatic, the furniture that's in Lunatic Radio Show was provided by yourself truly right here, me, Rodian, and Chris.
Yourself truly.
I fucking, I don't know, I don't remember who drove the truck. I don't know if Chris
really
drove the truck.
Really fucked up tonight.
We drove the truck out to, I don't know what fucking exit on LIE, man.
We drove it out to Heidi.
Very far.
And then we go, do you want any of this?
No.
No. All right.
No.
We'll leave.
Heidi looks at the stuff in the truck and Heidi's like, I don't want any of this, man. What are you talking? This is wood?
You know what? We packed it.
This is wood?
And then my family offered to take it and sell it at a church sale.
Church?
Yeah, it was offered to you guys can leave this stuff here.
We had
put
our
it
own,
right in the garage.
We had our own charity to give to.
Right.
And I'm glad someone was able to use it. And it's
very happy to
it works very
it.
Well.
And then Kieran was out
tax
there.
Tax receipt. So I can get a tax deduction for that furniture.
Kieran was out there and he had like the Jesus sandal. I was like, are we giving this kid furniture? He's got those sandals on. I was like,
oh, the Jesus sandals.
He loves sandals. That's the problem.
No.
All right. Yeah. Should we wrap it up? I don't think anybody is listening anymore because
that's fine.
I know you don't care if
anybody's
listening.
You know why no one's listening? Because we went off the board.
What do you mean?
We went off the board.
I know, and I'm sitting. I keep looking at my book. I'm looking at my like, boy, there's a lot of topics here.
You see what happens?
I don't know. Not getting my master cleanse.
See how you know how we look at that though, Heidi? Stuff for next week.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
The Iowa caucuses we can hold over until next
week.
Well,
that's the thing, right? That's the thing. Iowa caucuses.
You guys are really going to talk about the Iowa caucuses? Yeah. Oh, we got it, because I have no idea what this would be like.
No, you want to know what the Iowa caucuses is? I'll wrap it up for you right now,
please.
Okay? Democrats went for the black guy. Republicans went for the Jesus freak.
Yeah.
There
that's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
And
you.
I mean,
wipe that off the board.
That's the question. Are we really going to have President Huckabee?
No. Although he's got Chuck Norris on his side.
You know what? I would vote for him just for Chuck Norris.
Little Chuck Norris.
You don't know how much that's got a lot of votes, man.
Hell yeah.
Chuck Norris?
The Chuck Norris thing? Because everyone thinks it's a goof, and that's why they're voting for him. He had like the highest percentage of young votes, of the younger vote. And that's probably why.
Because they don't know why. Because
Chuck Norris right now.
Chuck Norris phenomenon. Heidi, you haven't heard about it?
Yeah, I heard
Chuck
about
Norris's
it.
Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer.
They were talking
too bad he doesn't cry.
They were talking about it on MS.
Oh, yeah?
They were talking about it on MSNBC for like
shit.
A half hour, the Chuck Norris factor. I swear to you. I shit you not. They were talking about the Chuck Norris factor for at least a fucking half hour. All right.
Look, see,
man,
I wouldn't think so, but if
he was,
so,
he was out trying to get people
stumping, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, Chuck Norris. Who? What?
Honey, I will fucking torch you, man. You don't want to go there.
I don't think just listen, there's really nothing you can say.
What
against,
the fuck just happened?
I don't think you're really saying anything as the host of the show because we're all looking towards Lunatic.
Go ahead, go already. I think I will.
You will torch
I think
me
I will.
Why?
My furniture's already
you?
There. My couch is already over there. I think I will take a ride out to exit 64 or whatever the fuck it is on the LIE.
Rody, you want some more Chuck Norris facts?
I want to see you do that every week.
I thought, Rody, you want some Chuck Norris? I don't know if you know much about Chuck Norris, but
I know a lot about Chuck Norris.
Well, some of his facts. When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris.
Gold!
See, I did not vote for him!
It is gold!
Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants! Oh man, Chuck Norris is king.
Look at Chuck Norris, man.
Alright, one more. Chuck Norris is the reason why Waldo is hiding. Okay.
Alright.
Fucking Chuck Norris, man.
Fucking Chuck. This guy gets you every time.
That's good stuff, man.
I think here's some video with, what's her face?
Wait for it to load.
Your dog, Chuck Norris, on the stump for Mike Huckabee. Thanks very much for joining us.
On
the stump, Chris.
On the stump! So from a relative layman's perspective, how intense is it out there with less than a day to go?
Pretty intense, but the whole thing is that, everyone's blasting Mike Huckabee about going to see Jay Leno. I mean, Romney is saying that he's campaigning.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
Jay Leno covers the whole country. He's a national network, not just Los Angeles. And I'd like to correct Romney for saying L.A. caucus, that it's a L.A. primary.
Well, there has been some criticism of your
opponent
because he pulled a negative ad against Mitt Romney.
He was bashing Romney because Romney
said Romney said L.A. caucus instead of L.A. primary.
But it's really I like to correct him because it's really the primary. All right, Chuck Norris.
All right, just go back to fucking Texas with your black counterpart and fucking arrest some people.
All right, Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger there, guy.
You and Christy Brinkley.
He's an Obama drunk head?
No. Not Obama.
When I'm president,
that's Edwards.
I'm going to say...
Oh, they slowed everything down.
They slowed it down. All right, come on. That's not real. Come on. Let's not throw the negative campaign.
That Edwards, yeah, he didn't... he did better than Hillary.
He did. Hillary came in third.
Oh, here's the spots he's running. He's running these spots with Chuck Norris. It says Chuck Norris approved.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
If Chuck Norris approved, then I'm all right for it.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Huckabee. Ed.
Come on, Blake. Funny at the end, Chuck Norris killed someone.
An important policy message from Governor Mike Huckabee.
My plan is secure the border. Two words. Chuck Norris.
He got my vote. He got my vote.
Gold.
Look at him, man.
That's actually,
is that? That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's the thing.
Awesome.
A lifelong hunter who protect our Second Amendment rights. There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard, only another fist. Huckabee
He's
wants to put the
too.
IRS out of business. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down. Mike's a principled, authentic conservative. Chuck Norris doesn't endorse. He tells America how it's going to be.
That's awesome.
That's it. It's over. He's got my vote.
Huckabee.
He's got my vote.
It would be cool
if... Huckabee, and I approve this message. So did Chuck. Chuck Norris approved.
Do it. That's it. It's over.
That's over. Fucking
I'm pushing aside my rationality of, Jesus freaks and stuff. I'm voting for Huckabee.
Huckabee and Chuck Norris be president.
It would be cool if it meant anything, but unfortunately, it's just more political rhetoric and bullshit.
So I'm assuming that...
Because look at this guy Huckabee's on Leno the other night saying... I'm going to do away with the IRS. Motherfucker, you're not going to do away with the IRS.
No.
You are not going to... Stop lying.
Right. Oh, you see that? She's getting mad.
Because that's what it is. It's all just empty bullshit.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. It's all about how much money they could put into their own little pocket when they get into the office.
Please. I get itchy nose. That means I'm going to get in a fight.
No fights. So I'm assuming that the Republicans you're not voting for.
Well, I mean, no. Somebody like John McCain, I could see myself voting for. What?
You're a Republican?
I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. But somebody like John McCain.
That makes
that old gag independent.
That makes the blood boil.
Somebody like McCain is appealing to a more moderate Republican or a Republican leaning independent,
McCain?
Which I may not be.
You're not cool with Obama?
Republican leaning. I don't. Think Obama is
what? You're not saying that our enemies walk into an office and see this guy sitting behind the desk, they're gonna be like, holy shit, we better rethink what we're talking about.
I can see, I think
this guy is pretty dark compared
I must
to the
say,
next guy
on the foreign policy front. Probably Obama is probably the right choice.
What's lunatic, Republican or Democrat? There's the deciding thing, motherfucker.
We're beer drinkers.
Right.
All right, well, there it is.
That's about it.
That's the right answer.
That's about it.
I wasn't even expecting it, but yeah, that's the right answer. That's the right motherfucking
answer.
And that's the thing, what they were saying, John Edwards has been campaigning in Iowa for months.
And he came in second.
Yeah, so, and
no, he didn't come in second.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He came in second.
Oh, John Edwards.
Yeah. Obama came in first. Edwards came in second, and that bitch cunt of a fucking Hua came in third.
Oh, you have to see her.
Really? Wow. Oh yeah. Jeez.
Well, but just like a half a point behind Edwards.
Mm. Half a point.
They were neck and neck.
That's like saying half an inch. Now you tell a girl, I was half an inch less than your ex-boyfriend. See how far that gets you.
But they're also saying that like the sympathy factor, the fact that she didn't win, could kind of boost her.
Or is it the sympathy factor that her husband was getting blown by another girl?
It could be that. He looks like shit though, man. Did you see him?
He's
all wasting away.
You wouldn't?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bill Clinton?
Hot.
Oh, would I with Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. There you go. See, that's our girl right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that's what the whole thing was like, why Monica Lewinsky was such a pig. You would think.
But you know what? It's the pigs that really know what they're doing. Because the pigs that feel like, oh, I'm fat, I'm not attractive, they really want to give it up more. They feel like they got to do something more.
They gotta earn it.
They gotta earn it, exactly.
Well, you've had fat chicks,
I have. There's at least one fat chick in a girl's life, always. There's always that one fat chick.
I have.
No
fat chicks for you?
You haven't had a pig? Mm. Oh, I'm sorry for you.
Hillary Clinton tried to spin it like, oh, this is great for the Democratic Party.
Sure it is. Sure it is, sweetheart.
They said she was almost crying when she walked away from the photo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
Like, they didn't vote for me, or I didn't get the fucking focus.
Thank you. Fuck, a bunch of phonies chanting
really,
in there.
What a bunch of fake cheering.
Thank you so much.
Bill, man, I think he has AIDS.
Thank you. At least he lived life.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, we're gonna take this enthusiasm and go right to New Hampshire tonight.
You ain't going anywhere. Right to New Hampshire.
Going anywhere.
This is a great night for Democrats.
Bullshit.
We you can't say great night for me.
Unprecedented turnout here in Iowa, and that is good news because today we're sending a clear message that we are going to have change, and that change will be a Democratic president in the White House in 2000.
But it ain't gonna be a chick! It ain't gonna be a chick!
It ain't gonna be you, you fucking...
It ain't gonna be you, pig!
Whore.
Let me ask them straight out.
I don't know. I think she's probably got a better shot at it than
Bullshit.
Obama.
Really? Wow.
I know, I'm not saying for my own, yeah, by my own vote, I'm just saying.
Here's the real important question. Chelsea. Yeah. With the hair now, the way she looks.
I haven't seen her lately.
I'd bang her.
Oh, yeah. She's looking good, man. You see that?
I don't like redheads, so. It's a very slim
chance. She was
making
it fun of you, bang.
No.
Yeah, you would.
I'm not big on redheads either.
No, I don't like redheads.
She's a president's dog.
No, I'm absolutely skeeved out by redheads, so no.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. You know, with the redheads, you know, they've got fire.
Firebush, yeah.
Fire in their pants.
You want to fight me? You can't take me. I beat you like a red-headed stepchild.
It's funny because it's true.
That's such an old joke, though.
I am so proud to have run with such exceptional candidates. I congratulate
Sounds like
Senator Obama.
Concession speech.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Senator Edwards.
It's over.
I thank Senator Dodd and Senator Biden and Governor Richardson and Congressman Kucinich. Together, we have presented the case for change.
And then Biden
and
dropped
made
out.
It so did absolutely
Dodd.
Clear
Biden dropped
that
out.
America
it's
needs
I like
a new beginning.
Yeah. You know, I like this fucking hummus, man. This is good. This hummus is really good, man. Let me tell you. I'm shocked,
and
man. It tastes garlicky.
It is garlicky.
Ready
it's
as
garlic.
I can be after having had this incredible experience here in Iowa.
Yeah, I came in third. How's it a fucking incredible experience?
Well, she got quite a bit of support.
Oh, Rocket, I'm sorry, man. I think I'm going to have to change it from Cheerios to fucking hummus, man.
Deal. Whatever you need.
Works
for
me.
It's Obama.
How much does this go? Like, what is it, like $2.95 a pound?
All right, drunk boy. Take it easy.
That does sound like she's throwing in the towel a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm.
She has no choice. Listen to that crowd.
Listen to that.
That's a black crowd. It's
a senior hall. It's your senior hall show.
Actually, he got the
state of New Hampshire
majority of the youth.
Can do in 5 days.
Youth. Young. Mm-hmm.
The Democrats.
Yeah.
You have done what America can do in this new year, 2008.
That's it.
Thanks for the information, buddy.
It's a new year.
Well, there was almost...
December 23rd.
There was almost twice as many Democrats
that
showed up as Republicans.
Schools and churches in small towns. And in big cities, you came together as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to stand up and say that we are one nation, we are one people, and our time for change has come.
Hallelujah!
For rock and roll.
Got a little Jesse Jackson. Hallelujah!
I tell you, you can just hear in the crowd, it's like so much larger compared to Hillary.
Oh, and, yeah, definitely.
Who are you voting for? Go ahead.
Still deciding.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided.
He hearts Huckabee.
Oh, look at you. Look at you being clever.
Who are you voting for?
I'm not voting because it doesn't matter.
What
well,
do you mean?
First of
I,
all.
Again with you in this fucking. If you can,
how
it
are you
didn't
vote
matter.
For any, you're not going to vote for any. You can't vote for just any of these people. You're only going to be able to vote for who gets nominated.
No, I'm
so
voting for Obama.
Go for
straight
it.
Out, man. I want our enemies to walk into a room and say,
surprise, a racist like you would want.
Oh, I want that
president.
Guy in there, man. I
know,
want our
I'm
enemies
shocked.
To walk into a room and say, holy shit, this guy's a lot darker than the last guy. We better take it easy what we say
and
now.
And he has a delicious V-shaped body.
You see that? You see that? Oh,
that's what
God.
He does for Chris.
When I see that, when I see that, this is what happens. The tongue just licks the lips.
I never saw Rodian do that.
Guy?
a guy does that?
Did you hear that?
Ew.
Oh, man.
That's disgusting, dude.
Just wetting it up.
Maybe I'm going to get a small bottle of the Jack Daniels.
I'm coming. What is that, Sunday nights?
Yes.
Sunday afternoon at 5.
Yes. 5 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. Coming at
you. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'm sorry. You had me. You had me at hello, but not at 5 o'clock, man.
It's all right. I'll be there.
Nice.
I'll rep.
So what do you say? You're not going for Obama?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. He's a fine candidate, and I may vote for him.
Is he too dark for you?
No, he's not too dark for me. There's no such thing as too dark for me.
He's well spoken and he's clean cut.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him when I saw him on Oprah a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does he have the experience to run the country?
If you had to, would you go for him?
Would I bang him if I had to?
No.
I see those questions mean nothing to me. Like, the two of you constantly, him.
That's a real question.
Let me tell you something. Every fucking person that's ever mentioned, would you bang him? Would you bang her? Would you bang him?
No, but that's a legitimate question.
But, I mean, generally the answer is no.
No, I'd bang Hillary Clinton. I would bang Hillary Clinton. I'd bang her in front of a daughter.
What would the preferred position be for banging Hillary Clinton?
On the sink, on her left side, with her left leg towards the valve. I would push the left leg. She'd be on her left
would
side.
Would you use the force to DP her?
So wait, if she...
I would DP her with the sink. I would get the nozzle and, oh my God, would be a pounding. She looks like with that short hair, I could take my fucking fist, like right in the palm here, not even close it. Oh,
yeah, man.
I would bang her in front of a sister.
That bitch is thick.
That's what you want. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what you need. This is what we grab onto. This is what we grab onto and we say, you ain't losing that. Cause you know that's what we want, you. That's what
Rodian just grabbed my love handle. He did.
Chicks, man.
That
would be the first lead.
So Mr. Deej is in the chat room. Welcome, Mr. Deej.
Hello.
He had a fun evening out planned for tonight, so he had to join us late. Mm-hmm. But he's asking if the attendance has been this low all night. No, in fact, we had a rather high attendance in the chat room.
It's when I showed up, everyone left.
No.
I won an award.
No, it was not. But,
I wanted people in the chat room and I didn't get it.
We had a nicely packed out chat
room.
Who
always wants recognition, damn it? Where's Kieran?
Yeah, do you feel like half a person right now?
We're a team! We're a unit!
Okay, because he's been gone the week.
We're a unit.
So, we've had our
the separation anxiety dissipated a little bit after a while. Yeah. You start to get used to being alone.
Yeah, more excited for Sunday.
Rocket's been very somber this week because Kieran's not.
Yeah, I understand that. I can see that.
You know, we're buddies.
I want K-Dog.
Do you resent that?
Resent what?
That he left you for two weeks?
The fact that your boy ain't here?
No, I don't resent that.
Are you sure?
He left you for some chick in Arizona?
Let me ask you something.
He went to
suppose I just said, you know what? I'm leaving for 2 weeks. You can handle things on your own. Would you be upset at that?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'd embrace it.
You know what? I think I'm coming over to Lunatic, man.
Bye-bye.
Because I know if I called up Rocket, I said, listen, you know what? I'm leaving for 2 weeks. I'm sure Rocket would be like, oh, really, man? Oh, I'm going to miss you. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to miss you, too. I think I'm coming over to Lunatic, man. You know what?
There's a lot of love in this room tonight.
I don't know what the war was about. I don't know why I rubbed that bumper sticker
on
my ass.
War is senseless, isn't it? War is senseless.
That's true.
That's right.
It's true. That's what we learned tonight on Chaos
Radio.
Man. War is senseless.
Yeah, I'm writing it down. It's going in the summary.
So you're cool with Countdown to Rambo?
Yeah, why not?
It's my idea.
Just gotta be a little. We gotta make it creative, like how we do the weather, completely pointless.
Oh, I got
but it. It's creative.
Yeah. Of course.
I got that. I got a script right here, written on my insurance form, right on the back.
There you go. It's all matters. All right. He also did like a shout out last night. He did a shout out to his wife, Obama.
Good. Why not? Who cares?
But the way he said it, like he said it,
I'm giving a shout out to my wife.
Wow. Oh, he's trying to appeal to the
and
youngins.
Then, and wow. then, wait, 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 and then did the crowd go, ooh, ooh?
I think it's at the end here. Hold on.
And a story that could only happen in the United States of America.
That's true.
He said, America.
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 Come on, LeBron.
Hope is the bedrock of this nation. The belief that our destiny will not be written for us, but by us, by all those men and women who are not content to settle for the world as it is, who have the courage to remake the world as it should be. That is what we started here in Iowa, and that is the message we can now carry to New Hampshire and beyond. The same
I like this guy, man. I like this guy.
Very inspiring.
Down, the one that can change this country, brick by brick. Block by block, callous hand by callous hand.
Hey, callous hand.
Ordinary people can do extraordinary things because we are not a collection of red states and blue states. We are the United States of America.
No one's elected. Yeah, that's true.
In this election, we are ready to believe again. Thank you, Iowa.
Listen to this. Hey, you guys know who my favorite president is?
Oh, let's hear.
I've talked about it on the show.
Oh, wait. Oh. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Okay, Roosevelt.
No. Guess again.
Okay, wait. Here's a test.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Theodore right. Roosevelt is my favorite president.
Big cock? I'm sorry, big stick?
Right, big stick.
Speak softly and carry big stick.
He was a cripple.
He was my favorite president.
That's the other
that's
one.
That's FDR.
Oh, yeah.
Who died. Yeah, really.
Oh, you mean
the
R and FDR doesn't mean Roosevelt?
He was my favorite.
FDR?
Yeah.
Why? Because he brought around Social Security?
No, because he could fucking be a president from a wheelchair.
It's true. You know what? It is true.
You just got hummus on the keyboard. God.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in
oh,
there.
I'm sorry.
FDR was a fine president, and he was great with foreign policy. Can I have a mic? Can I get on the mic, maybe? Because you turned mine off.
What are you talking about? It's up!
It sounds exactly like it did before when Patrick said, Heidi sounds low. Something happened. Anyway.
It's you, you fuck. You. It's you. Go ahead.
So.
I have a mini Dyson downstairs. If I could vacuum that up really quick.
You got a mini Dyson?
Yeah.
Sweet.
The handheld.
God, that's
so
awesome.
Just went
no. Anyway, John Edwards compared himself to the great presidents. Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Harry Truman.
That's not good. You can't do that.
He said, because America needs a president like that. Talking about himself.
You can't do that.
I thought that was a little weird.
That's like,
Because his whole platform is anti-corporation.
He's
so.
Confident, unlike you.
All right.
Did I say you could take those fucking
didn't
headphones?
You just
put all the fucking headphones.
Yeah, what's
back
going on? Come on, is this what happens at Lunatic?
Put back on!
You know what? You know what? When I'm in your studio, the headphones hurt my ears really bad.
Yeah, I still listen.
Oh, sure. So you
think I would hear play his shitty sound clips anyways?
Oh, so you're avoiding the sound clips?
I still hear you perfectly fine.
I get you. All right,
put them on. When you're in this studio, those headphones are on.
You know, Nikki and Paris Hilton got paid $1 million.
That's not on the board! You're going off the board! Last week was successful because you stuck to the board! Stick to the board!
Okay, I'm gonna pee in this plastic bag now.
Sweet. Really? Cause you know what? I was honestly looking at that, the way that,
Isn't
it like 11:30? Should we just fucking sign off?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Let's save the travel, John, for next time.
No. This the travel, John, was supposed to be saved until today.
No, but it's late now.
But travel, John, is not travel, John's not.
I'm assuming
travel, John's not timeless. You can talk.
Right, we can. That's the thing. We can do travel, John, anytime.
Can I just ask you really quick?
Yes.
A quick question.
Yes.
The labius maximus.
This goes in the front.
All right, that goes. All right, that's what I'm at. All right, that's what I'm. What labius maximus, man? That's right. Okay, I just want to make sure that the stream comes out to the right spot. That's all.
Next week on the Chaos Radio Show.
Look at the board.
Rocket
dun dun
Obi.
Dun.
I know. I'm sorry. I close.
No, it's not your
Sunday,
fault.
Sunday.
This has nothing to do with you, Ron.
Sundays at 5?
Yeah.
It wasn't on Mondays.
It used to be.
And what's on Sundays?
Not anymore.
Sunday at 5.
At 5.
But it's nice because you
they
get
even
out.
Went to Sundays at 7 and then they had to go earlier.
We go out to the diner, we chill out, relax. Yeah. Very relaxed, man. Chill.
Yeah. We got Canes over here. That's the, that's the official diner of the Mets.
Well, what do you keep saying no for?
The Candlelight Diner is better.
No, it's not. It's right.
Long I find that
she's insulting your diner. Right
I find that very hard to believe. I find that very hard to believe. I've eaten in Long Island diners.
So have I. I've eaten many diners, sir.
They suck. They suck.
You're not eating in the right places.
Are you sure?
I'll tell you. You know, I gotta tell you, the diners out here don't do anything for
you're
me.
You're crazy. Let me put it down. Let me put it to you that quick and decisive. Crazy.
You know, but I don't complain about this shit all the time. That's the difference. You guys are the fucking Suffolk County complaints.
Suffolk County.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. This was a fantastic evening.
Shut up.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Seriously.
Good point, Chris. Good point.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's go to sports real quick.
Let's go.
Rocky
the last I heard, I heard that Clemens was gonna actually go and
testify
and say that he never juiced up.
Yeah, he's gonna go. He's got called to Congress in 2 weeks.
He'll lie in front of Congress.
You know what he said? He released a statement and he said, he goes, I'll certainly go there and do this, blah blah blah, schedule permitting.
Really.
Like, what else do you have to fucking do? What else are you going to be doing on fucking, on that? You have, the Congress is calling you? You got nothing to do.
Maybe one of his kids has a Little League game.
Oh, right. Stop it. It's fucking January. No one's playing anymore.
Come on, you go to the Senate. How many people go to the Senate? That's nothing. That doesn't mean anything.
Anyway, he's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday, and he's saying that he didn't get...
Right, and wasn't it Mike Wallace or somebody said to him, swear, he said, I never use it, and he said, swear?
I swear.
And he said, swear.
You sure?
Pinky swears.
Positive. Right. Come on, you know.
Swear to God on your mother's grave.
You don't cross your fingers.
When you give somebody a pinky swear, that means a lot. That's
he
legit.
He chose to do this with Mike Wallace. Mm-hmm. The fucking guy is 89 years old. He chose to do it with Mike Wallace. He called Mike Wallace and said, please interview me, right? He chose to do this with Mike Wallace. He's 89. He's a huge Yankee fan, and they're friends.
Mike Wallace isn't 89.
He is 89. He's 89. That's why he retired.
I thought it was more.
He's been retired from 60 Minutes. He fucking got called out just for this Roger Clemens.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? The guy's fucking 89
Roger
years old.
Roger Clemens did
he looks
not
great,
do
don't get me
drugs.
Wrong, but he's 89 years old.
Roger Clemens did not do
drugs.
You're
exaggerating.
No, I swear.
He didn't do roids. Why won't you just accept
it's been around a long time, man.
The doubt is because his trainer said that he did.
So now
but
he's
Roger
saying
Clemens, him. Roger Clemens said he didn't do it.
So now he's saying, he did get injected, but it was B12 shots and something else. So.
Lidocaine.
Lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Lidocaine.
Let me ask you something. Shots are not shots your trainer would fucking inject you with.
Why not?
Because there's shots fucking medical doctors have to inject you with.
Mm-hmm. B12 shots can be given by anybody.
Lidocaine isn't.
Sure it is.
Lidocaine?
Why not?
No, it's not.
No?
No, it's
you
not.
You know how difficult it is to get somebody an injection?
First of all, take a needle.
That's
not the point.
And you make sure there's no bubbles in it.
That's not the point. A trainer shouldn't have access to lidocaine.
Why not? He's a
because
professional
he's not
trainer.
But he's not a medical professional.
Do you know how quick it is and how easy it is to get lidocaine?
Dude, it's not the point.
You want lidocaine? I can get you lidocaine.
It's not something that a trainer should administer. That's
why not?
Because it has to be overlooked. It has to be fucking... Because if they have a negative reaction to...
What did Roger Clemens say when he was asked, did you take steroids? What did he say?
He said, no, I did get injected.
And there it is.
I did get injected.
There it is.
All right.
So there's no point even discussing
it.
Debate over.
What is Adam? What is the Rocket?
I was checking up on Mike Wallace's age. He was born 1918, man.
Oh, my God, he was? Holy Jesus, still alive?
I can't believe it, because have you seen the guy? He does not look 89.
Is that motherfucker on steroids?
That's why he wants to do the interview. What up? You got some hookups, dude? Help me out, bro.
I don't think he's gonna say bro.
I don't think Mike Wallace is gonna say bro.
He said swear though.
He's been around for a long time.
1918. Isn't that 100 years?
That's funny, man.
Jesus Christ.
That is funny.
He's old. He's in great health though. Good for him.
What do you think about Knobloch?
What does Rocket think of
new kids on the Chuck Knobloch?
Chuck Knobloch.
The Knobloch.
What does Rocket think of this Clemens thing?
Hang in tough.
Let's hear what he has to say.
I think he fucking completely was using steroids. But my take on steroids is if you're going
to... I agree.
Is that because you're a Mets fan?
No, because why would that matter?
Are you a Yankee fan?
He's a Mets fan. But didn't Chuck Knobloch leave under a sort of a haze of drug mystery?
Who's that?
Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah, he had a lot of...
Doing ecstasy or something like that?
Oh, wait, come on. Everybody wants to party.
That's what we was fucking with. That's,
yeah. But while he was playing.
He was good friends
with... Build a game.
He was good friends with Shane Spencer on the team.
The leather and the glove.
This is a sports segment. We're supposed to let him talk.
Okay, go.
He was good friends with Shane Spencer on the team, who was a fucking real bad drug addict.
Right.
He'd do all kinds of, like, ecstasy, cocaine, all that stuff.
Well, wasn't Knobloch only on for that 1 year?
No, he was on the team for 3 seasons.
He was, but he only made it big in that one season, right, where he hit that home run?
He didn't make any... No, that was Brett Boone.
Brett Boone was the guy who was married to the...
No, I know Knobloch came out.
Playboy
came
model.
Not really.
Knobloch was standard clutch.
Yeah, all right.
No, he was just a standard... He didn't really come through big. I mean, he's a decent player. He contributed on the team. But
what happened with Carter?
Who? What Carter?
Gary Carter?
Gary Carter?
Yeah.
On the Mets?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 1986. A year to remember. What happened with him?
What?
What do you mean, what happened?
Where are we going?
Is he dead?
Or what? No, he's not dead.
Okay. That was a great movie.
He coaches
the video of the 1986 Mets. I got that.
He coaches the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Come on, I'll go watch the Cyclones. Come on.
It's like $5 a ticket.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's $5 a ticket.
It's A baseball.
Yeah, it covers the hot dogs. That's what it covers.
They should have a promotional game, Ducks versus Cyclones. I think that'd be fun.
Why not?
Because Brooklyn doesn't need to play Long Island.
You see Rico Bronya?
Why is it all going back to that?
Why give in to Long Island?
He's so retarded.
So you got,
about the city, man.
They want Pennant, they want Knobloch, they want Clemens to go in and testify, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Pettit going?
It's Pettit.
Pettit, all right, sorry. Look, I attribute Pennant and Pennant. Well, I'm sorry.
Penance.
Yeah. Tribute?
Say penance.
Penance.
I'm not going back to that.
So, thank you guys for having me on the show. It's great.
Do you have any other sports topics to talk about?
Yeah, it turns out that guy, Jim Leiris, mm-hmm. from last week when I told you about him, that he killed someone while drinking and driving.
But what was the stipulation with the license? Like,
he has a New York license that was suspended, and then he went and got a Florida license, and Florida didn't check his
That's
fucking
great.
Records
right.
in time, so they issued him a Florida license, right?
Yeah.
So he drinks, he gets behind that wheel, and he kills someone. The best part of it, though, is they go, people went through his records and everything. It turns out this guy pissed all his money away on alcohol.
Wow.
Alcohol, not even Coke.
That's great.
Yeah, really.
People let it go on Coke. I know.
They got receipts of
partying a little bit.
Who'd he kill?
A woman, a mother of two.
At what time?
That's crazy. It's
like, I don't know, like 1 in the morning.
Nah, they shouldn't have been out that late. Come on, what are you doing out there that late?
No, just probably getting home after a hard day's shift.
Nah. 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm making the story even worse.
Yeah, maybe waiting tables.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Trying to make ends meet.
You should be home.
She was a good mother, too.
Nah, she should be home. If she was a good mother, she would have been home with a
don't
kid.
Judge, night, don't judge, Rodian. Don't judge.
Who killed him?
Jim Leiris. Former Yankee. Anyway, he had $600 a night drinking problem.
Wow!
Oh my God!
He'd go to same liquor store every night, spend $600.
No.
How much is this?
That's like 22.
They proved it by the receipts. They had the receipts. Like
holy shit!
At one point he had $10 million. And now he has less than 600,000.
No way.
Quip says, Jesus Christ, what was he drinking? The blood of Christ?
Nice. That guy could drink, man.
Holy shit.
Alcoholism. That guy was like a party
animal. That's rough, man. 600 bucks. He must have been drinking the good stuff, though.
It's a wicked witch, man.
Oh, totally. Top shelf.
That's unreal.
My last sports story is Isaiah Thomas of the New York Knicks.
Your boy.
Fire Isaiah.
Fire him.
Says
fire
that he will win a championship.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but what
who's
team?
Gonna put any
Spurs? Right.
With the New York Knicks.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This team will win a championship, he said, and the guys on this team now will be here when it happens.
Bullshit.
You want to bet?
The team is currently 8-26.
So what do you? So what do you say? What do you want to
bet? A hardy 8-26.
What do you want to bet?
What do you want to bet?
But how long is the?
No, no, next season. Next season.
Next season they win it all.
I will bet whatever you want.
All right, I bet you this. All right, right here on the station.
I'll put anything on.
All right, I'm betting you now. $10, $20, $30, $40, $50
$50, that's it?
That's it, yeah. I'm on this show. Either.
Now, let's do something else. Let's think about something else.
What do you want to bet?
Forget about money. Let's do something else.
Pink slips.
We both got Nissan, so it doesn't mean anything.
No. What do you?
No.
Money sucks.
No, cold hard cash.
We have to do something fun for radio. We have to do something fun.
Oh,
right. If like me taking 4 dozen eggs to the ass.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
There you
right.
go.
That was good.
Now we're talking. Mm-hmm.
That
All right.
was good.
So if you lose, what happens?
No, if it's not monetary, I'm not putting my faith into the Knicks.
I think if you win Rodian, you get for like a month straight Jack and Cheerios every show. Hand delivered by Chris.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a good bet.
I will
yeah.
support your drinking and
you don't
material.
Want them touching your food.
Yeah,
I won't. I'll let Heidi bring it to you.
All right, that's all right. That's okay. Heidi.
But I'll supply it. I'll supply it.
All right.
So all right,
that's
so yours. If I win, I get
Cheerios.
If it's monetary, I know. If it's $50 worth, they'll win it. If it's something else, they're gonna lose.
Well, it sort of is monetary. But, you know, it's money spent on.
How about for your soul?
You can take my soul, but I'm not on this. I don't have any. They're not gonna win it. I know it. If it's money wise, I'll bet.
Why money though?
Because then I feel more confident that they're gonna take it. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know. If it's money wise, I feel more that they're gonna take it.
So do it for the money, and then if you win the money, Chris has got to get you the jacket. It's like the same thing.
All right, look, we'll do it like this. All right, if it's for the Knicks, all right. If I lose, I give you $50. Is that good? If you lose. I gotta come up with three things, and then you pick which one's the one you want to take.
That's the same thing that was done with me.
Of $100 value or more.
My three choices were the X to the S.
$50 is not worth that.
Or I had to do the show in the Return of the Jedi Princess Leia bikini outfit.
That would have been sweet.
Or I give him my soul.
Nobody wants to give me their soul, man. I already got two downstairs. I need more.
He's like the predator
of souls.
Reaper,
yeah. Right,
we're just collecting souls.
This is just like $50 and something else. How's that?
No, see, I don't. I'm telling you straight out. If it's money wise, the Knicks will take
it. But that's not fun for me.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to tell you? I know it's not gonna happen. They're gonna lose. If it's not money wise, they'll lose.
I think we did. Did we clarify they need to win an NBA championship?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. If it's money wise, they'll win.
Thumb wrestling.
You know what? I'll give you a little something else.
What's that?
I'll throw in something out if we can figure out something other than money.
I don't feel it. If it's money wise, they'll win it.
I'll say they won't win 40 games.
No.
That's more of a goal. That's an easier goal to attain. That's a lot easier goal. 40 wins basically means 500.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just telling you that I feel
it. I don't know
if
you know, because I don't think you really follow basketball. 40 wins means they win 40, they lose 40.
No. I hear what you're saying, but my thing is that I'm telling you I feel it, that if it's not money-wise.
All right, fine.
I'm just telling you. I see it. I take it as I get it.
Fine, $50.
All right.
Stinks.
Sorry, what am I talking about? Oh, you don't want $50?
No, but it's not.
Then you don't need it.
Because it's not.
Then you don't need it.
It's not a part of the.
You must be rolling in the dough that you don't need my
$50. It's not the point. What I'm saying is, look, if I lose, I have to do this stuff, right?
Look, man, anytime I tell you that I want your soul, you don't give it up. You give me some bullshit reason or something. You don't believe in it, but no.
I will bet souls on this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Absolutely.
You're willing to bet your soul.
I bet my soul.
I got two of them.
I'll bet your soul on this.
You know about this?
They will not.
No, I don't even know you had two souls.
Yeah, they, it's in a nice little plaque.
My soul is in
nice.
Yes. I got one girl gave me a soul for a bag of Doritos potato chips, and I got another girl's soul who, you know those parfaits from McDonald's?
Like sure.
I got another soul for that.
Wow,
so I got
food.
Two souls.
You get souls for
those
food.
Those fools!
I will trade souls with you, my friend.
Yeah?
If they win a championship, you have my soul.
Ew.
Hmm. Yeah.
That sucks. You gotta lose.
Ew.
You're willing to sign that over.
Ew. Absolutely. I'm very confident about this.
I don't know. I just feel something that if it's not
$50 in your soul.
Oh, yeah.
$50 in your soul.
The, they're chiming in the chat room. Quip says, careful, this is how Spider-Man lost his wife. And Mr. Deej says, don't forget what happened when Bart Simpson sold his soul. You remember that?
For the comic book?
Milhouse was playing with it in the backyard in the dirt.
I'm not selling it. I'm
betting comic guy.
It's different.
He sold his soul.
No, Milhouse got his soul.
Why don't you give me a fair treat?
I don't know what it is, man. I just feel like if it's not
Rudy,
money...
Money is not everything. You have to trade me your soul.
Money is not everything. It's for your soul.
Fill the pot with your soul, please. Thank you.
I'm just...
All right, your soul and $50. And for my soul and all the alcohol and Cheerios you can eat.
You sure about this?
Positive.
For how long?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I think Sunday I'm going over to Long Island to go hang out with Lunatic.
I'll buy you... $50 worth of Jack and Cheerios.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any other little comments on MySpace or Gay Space or Friendship Space or whatever? Whatever the fuck that is.
What is that doing anything?
I don't know. I'm just not feeling
your
it.
Your soul.
I'm feeling more of the monetary. I'm saying that next year Nick's going to take it all away for $50. All
right. And I'm saying give me $50 and your soul.
I'm not feeling that.
All right, give me $50 and, you know, take a BB gun shot to the head. I don't know.
A BB gun shot to the head? I'm taking that. That shit hurts, man. I ain't doing that again. My cousin once could kill a squirrel and said he shot me in the head. I'm not doing that.
How about $50 and a shock from the prod, like a cattle prod?
I told you. You guys can bring in a fucking... I just don't want the hooks in me. You can give me a
cattle prod. Yeah, I know. I don't like that whole hooks thing either.
I'm not into that.
Cattle prod.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. All right. Let's wrap it up, guys. Seriously.
So what's the official bet here?
$50.
And?
Nothing.
I want more than
I'm sorry. You ain't going to get it.
See, then that kills the bet.
I'm giving you $50 of my money. I fucking work for that money. That's fucking money.
Yeah, but I...
Blood, sweat, and tears money.
Nah. Can you just give me something else?
You fucking hummus are good, man. Fucking sure garlic hummus, man.
Sure is.
All right, fine. $50 for fucking...
You don't want it?
It's not the point. It's not good.
You don't want my $50?
We're doing this on the radio.
You don't need my $50.
It's a bit, dude. It's a bit. So, we'll come up with something better for the next show.
Hey, maybe. Look at that. There you go. Teaser for next week.
He's not even going to remember this conversation.
I know.
I remember.
All right, let's write it down on the board.
Everybody, Rambo, January 25th. It's the countdown. Everybody go out and see fucking Rambo.
Okay.
The Force for Freedom.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this very special edition of the Chaos Radio Show. 2 weeks in a row!
2 weeks. You don't want to just take a swig?
Nope. We will hopefully see you here next week. And thanks for listening.
Why don't you just take a little swig? You took the cranberry one yesterday. That's worse than this. This is the Coke you got me.
Good night.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Persephone Holiday Inn, JJ Comedy, what is it? www.jjcomedy.com?
Yes. Josh Gogan opening up for Patrice
O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill.
Dante Nero and Kenny Michaels at the Persephone Holiday Inn in Persephone, New Jersey. Come check out the show. We'll be there.
If I'm awake on Sunday, I'm on Lunatic Radio.
And listen to Lunatic Radio!
Thank you guys for having me.
5 p.m. Sundays.
Eastern
Standard Time.
And check out Nerdcast tomorrow at noon, followed by Hooter and Greenway at 10 p.m.
Woohoo! Later, guys. Have a good weekend. With a nice hardwood floor, my wife and my job, my kids and my car, my feet on my table. And a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. Oh no, no way. No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense. Oh yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra fast lane while people behind me are going insane. Toilets and I piss on the seat.
I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo.
He's a yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo. I'm an echo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an echo. Singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody. Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E.
Asshole.